Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Often imitated and successfully duplicated. That is my goal, to get people involved, to alert the population to the threat of the global crime syndicate, the private banking syndicate, to shatter the left-right paradigm, and to get the people of the planet and the United States saying no to the New World Order. So often imitated and duplicated, that is our goal. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are live. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of April, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Catherine Austin Fitch was on with us a few weeks ago, formerly headed up HUD, and she's an expert on the New World Order and the criminal banking cartel that is setting up a worldwide dictatorship, a financial dictatorship, backed up with paramilitary forces and a green Gaia neo-feudalistic serf system. She'll be joining us in the third hour. In the fourth hour, haven't had him on in years. Years just slipped past us, and he was the head of the FBI in Southern California with thousands of agents under him. He was the head of the FBI in Dallas before that, and I want to get him on about a host of issues. He is in the hospital and has had cancer. Ted Gunderson will be joining us from an undisclosed location. He's had people trying to kill him, but he is in a hospital right now. He will be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Ted Gunderson joining us in the fourth hour today. He also was involved in COINTELPRO, so I can give you some bird's eye view into that. So Ted Gunderson, former high-level retired FBI agent who woke up when he found out that basically there's a satanic group of pedophiles running our country and the world. Of course, he got laughed at by many people 20 years ago, but documented much of what he covered. And now a lot of what he covered decades ago is mainstream news. So Ted Gunderson coming up in the last hour today. You certainly want to join us for that. I have a whole bunch of important stacks of news here in front of me. Threat of new larger Icelandic eruption looms. There's a lot of top volcanologists saying with all this increase in volcanic and seismic earthquakes, tsunamis around the world, that there is an increasing chance, though it's a low chance, but an increasing chance, that there could be an eruption in and around the super volcano around Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, that whole area, that would be extremely devastating. And I meant to get to this a few days ago, but I will cover it later in the broadcast, in fact, later in this hour. Of course, it centers in and around Yellowstone Park. But threat of new, larger Icelandic eruption looms. Scientists are saying it could go for a month more, it could go for 6 months, it could erupt for 2 years. You see, the Earth is always changing. The only thing that is constant is change. That's why it's so asinine when Al Gore says, pay me a carbon tax and I will save you from the rising sea levels. It is a ridiculous joke. The sea levels are not rising. The Earth is actually cooling. And if this eruption continues, it may make the Earth 2 or 3 degrees, scientists are saying, colder in the next 2 years. So generally, volcanoes of this type that eject ash into the upper atmosphere cool the Earth. Scientists have shown that the giant meteor that caused the extinction of many of the dinosaurs that hit around the Yucatan Peninsula, where the Gulf of Mexico enters into the Caribbean, that ejected so much particulate into the atmosphere that it caused as much as a 30-degree on average temperature reduction, triggering an ice age, basically, that wiped them out. The cold-blooded dinosaurs. Okay. GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman and Obama. This is getting nasty. We'll cover that as well. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
To
tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Former Los Angeles and Southern California FBI Chief Ted Gunderson will be joining us today in the last hour. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of April 2010. And, of course, we have Catherine Austin Fitch joining us for a full hour today, part two of the last interview we did. We didn't have time to finish up getting into solutions and a program that she has to financially defeat the New World Order. So she'll be joining us live today to discuss that in the third hour. We're also premiering Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA at 3 p.m. Central today. When the radio broadcast ends, when the live broadcast ends, we will post it in its entirety. And then tomorrow we'll follow with the extras that are 30-plus minutes. So it's over 3 hours total, or right at 3 hours, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Start your engines, get your DVD and CD burners ready, make copies of it, and get it out to everyone you know. And we've been shipping out for the last 3 days, or I guess this will be day three, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the super high-quality hardcover case DVD with the extras on the DVD at Infowars.com. Coming up, the threat of a new, larger Icelandic eruption looms. That's out of the AP. And this dovetails with a AFP, Agency French Press report. Rare Yellowstone volcano eruption would be deadly. So I do want to get into some of that today. Separately, GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs. Representative Daryl Issa, The top Republican on the House Oversight Committee is demanding a slew of documents from the Securities and Exchange Commission, asserting that the timing of civil charges against Goldman Sachs raises serious questions about the commission's independence and impartiality. Yeah, right up before the election. It's a civil matter, so it allows them to suck up all the evidence and cover it up. The SEC's been intimately involved in the cover-up. They're demanding all the emails from the White House, from the Treasury Secretary, and others involved, who were, by the way, all either financed by Goldman Sachs or former Goldman Sachs presidents, CEOs, vice presidents. I mean, there isn't a top slot. Whether it's Larry Summers, whether it's Paulson, whether it's Bernanke, whether it's Tim Geithner, all of them, either headed it up or were the deputy of the head. And so they sit in all the positions. They sit in the Treasury. They sit in all the Federal Reserve positions. They sit in Goldman Sachs. They sit in the SEC. And this is how they get away with bloody murder. It's like when Paulson, we have this in the Obama deception, was being grilled after he'd been secretary, after he'd left. And they said, where did the hundreds of billions go? And he says, I won't tell you. And Congress says, well, how did you give a bailout to your own company, Goldman Sachs, and you got $200 million at least in one payment yourself personally? And he said, oh, I got a waiver. And they said, who gave you a waiver? Oh, the Treasury Department gave me a waiver. Well, who was the head of the Treasury Department? Well, I was. This would be like a bank manager giving himself a letter authorizing him to open the vault up at midnight and carry all the bags of cash out and put it in the back of his truck. It's illegal. I mean, you can't. That's what's so dangerous about the White House lawyers under Bush and now under Obama saying the president is God. He's the Fuhrer. It's not illegal when the president orders children tortured. It's not illegal when the president orders the murders of individuals. It's not illegal. Well, yes, it is. I mean, can the president have pygmies flown in from Africa and then marinate them and then cook them on a spit? No. Could the president snort cocaine on the White House lawn? No. Could Richard Nixon? I mean, he tried it at the time to say when the president, in fact, there's those famous tapes. He says, oh, when the president does it, though, it's not illegal. Isn't that right? He's sitting there talking to his top men in the Oval Office. When I do it, it's not illegal. When I do it, it's okay. I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. This is fundamental. This is the fundamental lawlessness of government, where they've just trained their minions to accept lying at every level. And then the liars feel like they're insiders. They're part of the lie. You know, I've studied World War I, World War II. I've studied the French and Indian War. I've studied the Spanish Civil War, 1937, 38, 39. And I've studied the dispatches from the time, from both sides. I was just reading a history book about that the other day. And they, even the lowest level officers on both the fascist and communist side in the Spanish Civil War, it was all about deceit, all about staging terror attacks, all about blaming each other for massacres. It's a culture of lying. And that's why once you have the Pentagon that Eisenhower warned us about, what, in 61? I mean, how many years ago was that? 49 years ago. That's why it's so dangerous to have militarized police and have a military surveillance system in America, because they are trained in their culture to lie and to kill and to steal. And that's one thing if you're getting overrun and attacked by some other nation and dirty tricks are played. And I'm not even rationalizing that, because once you go down that road, see where we are. But that's another thing altogether. You certainly don't turn that loose inside your nation. But that's now happened. And it's fundamental. I know I say this a lot, but we need to get this out to everybody. It's fundamental that this isn't our government. You know, I get sent these emails. I see daily news articles attacking me, mainstream, alternative. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's so many of them. I don't even read them. I just scan over them quickly. And they attack from every front. But their main attack is, I hate America. And I want to bring down America, and so that's why I'm criticizing the government. That's the common theme. You know, I'm here pointing out that we've been colonized by offshore banks, that there is a hostile corporate takeover going on, And we have all the banking documents, all the Club of Rome, all the UN documents, all the RAND Corporation, CFR, public and private and declassified and stolen and leaked. And we know that they hate America. They want to bring it down. They want to bankrupt the average person. They want to get you deep in debt. That's the big power structure. But on the left, they say, you're anti-America and you're trying to undermine the president. And on the phony right, they say the same thing. You're trying to undermine America talking about the police state. It's a joke. I mean, when Bush was in office, I was called a hardcore communist. And I'm a constitutionalist. Now that Obama's in, I'm called an extreme right-winger who's calling for violence. And you, as listeners, know that's a lie. That's a complete manufactured lie. And the government and even mainstream newspaper repeats it, says I work for the Vatican when I'm not even Catholic. They say I work for Israel when I have no connection to Israel and I'm very critical of Israel. I've made films critical of Israel. They say I'm a Scientologist. I've been critical of Scientology. I don't know any Scientologist. I'm not involved in it. They say, I mean, the sky's the limit. In fact, it was put out that I was secretly an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell and then I worked for Al-Qaeda. This goes back 6 years because I was saying 9/11 was an inside job. And I've now seen classic Republican operatives like what Cliff Kincaid and others, and it's not effective, but I'm just pointing it out so you understand what they're doing, saying I work for Lyndon LaRouche. I've never interviewed Lyndon LaRouche. I've been critical of Lyndon LaRouche. His analysis of the British banking cartel is accurate, but so is Carol Quigley. I mean, you know, Georgetown professor, who was one of their historians, who was for it. 900-page book. I mean, but I don't agree with LaRouche's answer to things, big government. They say, I'm a Russian agent. That's a new one. Because on 888, it was in the British and German and Russian and Japanese news that the Georgians snuck attacked South Ossetia, started shelling it, went into the military bases, killed the Russian peacekeepers. And then we learned that Dick Cheney wanted to start World War III with the Russians. And our news ran a giant hoax saying that Russia had attacked Georgia. Well, Ron Paul's been on the show and stated the fact that NATO and Georgia attacked that Russian-controlled area. We had Dr. Bob Bowman on yesterday. I mean, that's just a fact. That's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. And they say, no, I'm making it up. The preposterous lie that U.S.-backed Georgia attacked South Ossetia. I mean, within 3 or 4 days, CNN had to reverse themselves. I mean, they put the leader of Georgia on CNN, on Fox, everywhere, calling for a new world order. You can pull those clips up. In fact, it's in Invisible Empire. He's calling for a new world order, a global government, and he's on there saying Russia has attacked us. Russia pushed them out and then pulled back out of the country. Does that mean Russia's good? Absolutely not. We wrote two articles yesterday and posted a video about clear evidence of Russia in the late 90s staging terror attacks. But, I mean, it's asinine. You know, they say, oh, I must work for Iran. And, see, this is how it works. They attack someone who's trying to get you to look at the facts for yourself to divert and distract attention away from the real culprits. We have a global private banking cartel that's got its agents and its tentacles into every nation. It's openly announcing a world government again today. I'm going to get into that when we come back from break. And I'm here simply pointing out what's happening and saying Goldman Sachs is criminal and needs to be indicted. And you've got government hacks and people tied into the defense establishment who are not defending our republic. They're doing everything they can to push this new world order, to push the torture, to push the secret arrest, to push the Patriot Act that I told you 8 years ago was for the American people because I read the bill. Now it's in the news. Yes, Homeland Security, the Patriot Act is for you. You, the American people, are the main threat, and the Tea Parties are supposedly terrorists, and there's more news today saying we're terrorists and that internet blogging is a lot like terrorism and sedition, and we've got to be shut down. And you see Republican hacks and Democrat hacks. They're really revealing themselves right now because they're in so much trouble. Going after anybody that really points out what's going on here. I'm a true patriot. look at our fruits and what we've done and realize we're under attack more than anybody else from all sides that are controlled opposition, because we're bona fide and we're real, and it's not going to work.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. researchedherbs.com supplements, all the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1141.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1172.08, 586.04 for a half ounce, or 293.02 for the quarter ounce. That's 1172.08, 586.04, or 293.02.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret? The how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Giant new attacks, massive intensification of the demonization of anybody that criticizes the New World Order, the banking dictatorship is now out in the open. GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs. They want White House. They want SEC emails. They want the emails between the Federal Reserve and the White House and the SEC. That's what Representative Daryl Issa is now doing. It continues. Issa's letter addressed to SEC Chairwoman Mary Shapiro and signed by eight other House Republicans asked whether the commission had any contact about the case prior to its public release. with White House aides. Well, I mean, we know they did with Geithner, and that's illegal, telling them not to release the bailout information. Democratic Party committee officials or members of Congress or their staff. We are concerned that politics have unduly influenced the decision and timing of the commission's controversial enforcement action against Goldman, Issa writes. Issa implied that the timing was a bit too convenient, saying President Obama's push on Wall Street reform neatly coincided with the commission's announcement of the suit. Now, continuing here, of course, it's come out that $1 million was given to the Obama campaign by Goldman Sachs. They were his biggest contributor. And then separately, let me go back here before I get into this new headline of the London Guardian, new global fat tax to rein in banks. It's called the FAT. Gordon Brown claims credit for International Monetary Fund plan to impose tough levy on biggest banks' profits and pay. Well, he does deserve the credit. He's leading the G20. And he said at Copenhagen, it doesn't matter if the countries didn't ratify this. We will have Europe, England, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, and Canada levy taxes in the name of banking reform. You notice they have this international announcement as Obama is trying to pass the re-regulation that is really deregulation right at the same time. It all couples together. You have unified legislation at the international and national level. And he said, we will just levy the money, pay it into the IMF and World Bank, themselves holding companies for the biggest central banks. So they will take tax money from all financial institutions. See, the headline says biggest banks. Then you read, it says all financial institutions. That's a check cashing place. That's credit unions. That's anybody who does lending. That's dental offices that, you know, have credit lines that people can sign up for. That's GMAC. That's everything. And so this sets up the international framework. And just like they pushed the Federal Reserve in the banking takeover in the U.S., their beachhead in 1913, as anti-big bank, as a way to get the rich guys, it's been released since then that they engineered the whole thing and acted like they were against it. The big central banks wrote this. This is their plan for the new constitution of the world signed by the central bank heads that he's been announcing the last few months on television. But it's being sold as if, ooh, Obama and Gordon Brown and the EU, they're getting tough on the bankers, ooh. Meanwhile, at Davos and Bilderberg and everywhere else, for years, they have been planning and pushing and even publicly promoting, and they call it the New World Order, global government of, for, and by the banks. What's that Rockefeller quote about a world government for the administrative convenience of central bankers? That's a quote. Now listen to this out of the London Guardian. Tough proposals to cut the world's biggest banks down to size by taxing their profits and pay were outlined by International Monetary Fund tonight, which is a big holding company for the banks, in an attempt to spare taxpayers another massive public bailout of the financial sector. Oh, they're going to spare you. Though this is paid in tax money into the IMF and World Bank, because it's going to be matched. And they take the money from the banks and put it in a pool, which then the only select groups get to use. In measures more stringent than Wall Street and the city had expected, the City of London, the fund called for both an introduction of a twin-track approach to the three-year banking crisis that would both force firms to pay for any future support packages and raise new taxes on their profits remuneration. The report prepared by the Washington-based institution for the G20 group of developed and developing nations was seized upon by Gordon Brown as evidence his push for an international crackdown on the banking sector was gaining support. Then in my next article here, out of the AP, it gets into the supposed bank re-regulation system here, saying taxes on all financial institutions. And it's the same thing being pushed by the G20. Leaked in advance of the fund's meeting this weekend, the blueprint emerged as an investment bank, Goldman Sachs, released better than expected first quarter revenues and admitted its bonus and pay pool had reached $5.5 billion in the first 3 months of 2010. The anticipated study called for financial stability contribution, which would be paid by all financial institutions, not just banks, and used to bail out weak and failing institutions. That's not true. We're going to come back to that when we get back. It is a tax on all institutions, but it's not the weak ones. We'll explain this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Founded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters. Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so I'm reading out of the London Guardian. And what you're seeing is stealth implementation of the crowning capstone of world government. Private central banks through the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the IMF, the World Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, all of which shares are owned by the biggest and most powerful banks. They control them as their front companies. All secretive, won't tell any governments where the money goes. They control the regulators. They control the private brokerage firms. They run this giant criminal operation out in the open. And then as you read the London Guardian, it tells you this is going to help the general public with no evidence. This is going to take the burden off of taxpayers. It says International Monetary Fund tonight in an attempt to spare taxpayers and other massive public bailout of the financial sector. This is the IMF and World Bank, who are hated all over the third world. They're known for coming in with, say, a $1 billion loan in Nigeria. And even after $50 billion has been paid back over the last 30 years, they still owe another $50 billion. So you pay over $100 billion back for $1 billion. That's worse than loan sharking. And it's made-up money backed up by U.S. and European taxpayers. These are the international robbery arms of the banksters. And so this article talks about Gordon Brown claims credit for International Monetary Fund plan to impose tough levy. Oh, it's tough on the biggest banks, profits, and pay. Then you read down here at the bottom, and they've got a link to the leaked G20 document, and it says the anticipated study called for a financial stability contribution, or FSC, which would be paid by all financial institutions, all. And the article goes on, not just banks, and used to bail out weak and failing firms. Oh, wait a minute. We were told that the blank check to the bankers in October of 2008 was to unfreeze mortgages to get the economy going. And then the next day, October 4th, on that Saturday, Paulson said, we're not going to spend it on that now, and I won't tell you where the money went. Thank you for the blank check and having it in the law that there's no oversight. Thank you. I'm the former head of Goldman Sachs. I own you. Ha ha. And now they're moving to the international level. And simultaneously, they have every major nation they control and the EU passing laws right now, national laws, to pay into this international level of the banks. And the banks are signing a global treaty amongst themselves saying that's the world government. These are Ponzi scheme operators that bought the world many times over out of nothing. Because they wore fancy suits, and they paid off the politicians, and they brainwashed the police and military to serve them. And they fund the communists, they fund the fascists, every chance they get, England and the people that run the U.S., they fund dictatorships worldwide. And that's what they want here, and that's what they're setting up here. A dictatorship of these plutocrats. Oh, puppets come and go, but the dictatorship of the continuity of government emergency dictatorship system is in place. And so the sky's the limit. VAT taxes, carbon taxes, all of it to be paid to the federal government and then paid into the private banks as a tax. And they say, oh, all financial institutions from check cashing places to small outfits that give loans, to private car dealerships that give their own loans, to mom and pop neighborhood, community, rural banks, credit unions, university credit unions, union credit unions, pension fund credit unions, and they've announced they're ordering the private and public pension funds, ordering them because they're the regulators. They can always find something you did wrong. They're going to audit and shut down these companies and their CEOs if they don't pay all of your money, quote, into failed banks. They put it in the failed bank. The IMF, World Bank, Federal Reserve, one of those arms, absorbs it, absorbs the money, and then goes back and gets another bailout for the bank they've taken over. And the regulators can then go in and force the takeover of regional banks, regional credit unions, and they can raise the taxes to whatever they want. And they want taxes on your fuel, a federal tax, and VAT on every step of the way of manufacturing and production in the country. It says it would initially be paid at a flat rate, but eventually be tailored to suit institution size and riskiness. Oh, it's selectively enforced. The G20 gets all the central bank heads to sign an agreement with each other that they can selectively do whatever they want. Boy, isn't that the definition of tyranny? And no one's talking about this. No one even gets it. I'm hearing almost no one, but maybe Ron Paul, and then he knows he's talking to a dumbed-down general audience on national TV. He doesn't get into any detail. I mean, we saw a replay of this in February of last year with a stimulus package, bailout ripoff number two. And I've gone over this. It's covered in the Obama deception, and that's why it's so important you see it. It's just 5 minutes of the two-hour film. And we show Senator Dodd, same guy on the banking committee right now, pushing this new takeover through. This is the big one. This dwarfs all the others. It isn't the $50 billion he's talking about. That's just the first payment. It's the regulatory taxing system run by the private banks, but pushed in the name of getting the rich guy, getting those bankers that have screwed us, getting those bankers that have bent us over a barrel. Boy, we're going to show them. Can you believe it? think, I mean, that's why they're in charge. They know how to manipulate. Just like they said, oh, please don't pass the Federal Reserve Act. Please don't pass it. Please don't get us. Please don't shut us down. Please don't stop the robber barons. We're against it. Meanwhile, they wrote the whole thing, had the meetings, financed it. Boom. Gave you the income tax, and they got rid of senators being controlled by the states the same year. That was the big coup d'etat. And we're 97 years into this dictatorship. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Because once these things go downhill, more happens in 5 years than happened in the previous 97. And the sky's the limit. So let me try to simply put this. I mean, not that you don't understand as a general listener. You probably know more than I do, many of you. But when you're talking to your friends and family, this isn't a banking reform in a good way. This is our federal government lining up to put taxes on all financial institutions, and it's selective to where they can have the federal regulators that are former J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs alumni, and CIA, many of them, it's come out, go in and decide what banks and credit unions and community institutions and state banks, the state bank movement they want to head off, because that's starting to gain some traction, they can come in and shut down whoever they want. And I have noticed, by the way, it's the regional banks and the state banks and the local banks that are screaming bloody murder, but they're just saying this is unfair trade advantage by the big banks that control the regulators. We don't want this. We're healthy. We didn't get invested in derivatives. We don't want to be part of this. They're the real banks, not the Madoff, Ken Lay type scam systems that run the planet. And so we better get the word out. This is the biggest move towards world government we have ever seen. I've been screaming bloody murder since November when we got the secret Copenhagen documents. And then when it failed, Gordon Brown and Obama came out and said, okay, it's world government. We need it. We need it right now to save the planet and punish the banks. We need a constitution of the banks, and we need to have all this tax money paid into the coffers of the banks. Oh, that will certainly show them. Again, tailored to suit institution size and riskiness. They will decide at an international level who pays taxes. Now, let's go back to February of last year and the stimulus package. Oh, we've got to save the car makers. We've got to give them stimulus money so they can move to Brazil and Russia and Eastern Europe and China, which is what they use most of stimulus money for. You give them 30-something billion to General Motors, they use it to move offshore. That's the globalist model. Because GMAC, its banking business, is much bigger than its car manufacturing. See, it's all funny money. They could buy the world every day if they can get you to buy into it. You'll kill for a dollar. You'll kill for an iPad, some of you out there. You know, money's what we worship, and it's all made up by these Ponzi scheme gods. So remember Dodd. They came out, Obama, Dodd said, this is going to punish CEOs. This is going to cap their pay. This is going to cap bonuses. This is going to stop all this. No discussion about the shareholders. The CEOs are just front men. Yeah, some CEO gets $100 million or something. That's nothing compared to the tens of billions and trillions of the shareholders, the big families, are getting. So that's a red herring within a red herring. Wheels within wheels. Shills within shills. Scams within scams. Frauds within frauds. And we've got clips of Obama in the films, Obama deception, over and over again. We're going to get tough, and it's wrong that the banks have done this. Meanwhile, they totally financed him and put him in office, and his whole White House is more banker run than anybody in history. The maximum puppet. And then it comes out, people actually read the bill the day before they pass it. And they went ahead and passed it, and suddenly a few newspapers report, well, wait a minute, this says retroactively after the banking bailout legislation, because it wasn't just a bailout, it was legislation to give them more control, this allows in perpetuity all the big banks to continue what they've done under the old deal into the future with no sunset, and it's on the honor system and is selectively enforced. And the White House said, that's Senator Dodd. How dare you, Senator Dodd? And Dodd came out and released emails, surprised they didn't blow his airplane up. And he said, I did what the White House told me to. Here's your emails. Remember that? That's how cynical and sickening this is. So I'm spending a lot of time on this today because it's here. And it's being billed in the AP and the London Guardian and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Oh, the banks don't like it. Ooh, man, Obama is getting tough on them. Woo! He is going to put a big tax on them. And then you read the legislation. It's selectively enforced. The regulators are controlled by the top banks. It allows them to come in and shut down their competition. And it mirrors the G20 plan that the U.S. is the main driver and signatory to, along with England. And then you find out it's a tax on all financial institutions passed on to you. And then they take that money and pay it into a federal/IMF World Bank kitty. And then the revolving door between the top eight banks or so globally, the revolving door in the IMF and World Bank, all the former bank heads of Europe and the U.S., that revolving door under the IMF and World Bank, they will decide, quote, who to bail out. That means, oh, here's $1 trillion, Goldman Sachs, you can keep it. Think about the magnitude of this, and it's problem, reaction, solution. They create the original financial crisis. They get tens of trillions of dollars. They freeze the economy. They refuse to lend. They cut their lending when they promised the bailout was to expand lending. Then they come in and say, we've got a plan to fix things. The banks don't like it when they wrote it, but we're going to do it. And it allows us to selectively tailor it and do whatever we want. And it's all going to be secretive, just like the past bailouts. So just sit down and shut up and enjoy it. But now your money's going to go directly to the international level. I mean, they're just bypassing even the UN being the world government, just directly to the bankers. And they're also in the news saying, we need this to fund the third world to stop starvation. And then you actually read the Copenhagen document, that that's what the third world pulled out. It right at doubles the taxes, greenhouse gas taxes on them than it does the West. It's designed to destroy their industrial development, to freeze their development, to keep them as chattel, bankrupt, Stone Age societies that can just be looted and controlled. Deep, oppressive poverty as a tool of domination. It's totally sick. And then the globalists have the nerve to attack those of us that understand what the banks are doing, the In the Fetters and others, and say, you're terrorist, you're racist, or you're an American. Oh, you don't like the banking oligarchs running your country. You're bad. You want to bring America down. But America is already long gone. We might be able to get it back, but let's just admit, we've been taken over. And now, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep hammering and hammering and hammering. The good news is the criminality's coming out, but the Republican leadership isn't going after Goldman Sachs, because they contribute to them as well. They're not going after the real corruption. They're just using this to score political points to get back in for themselves. In fact, here's the next line. While the banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were caught unaware. Oh, they didn't know. They haven't been having all these big G20 meetings and the secret meeting a month and a half ago. That was the headline in Australia. Heads of 27 biggest banks meet in secret with IMF World Bank in Australia. Oh, they were unaware. Oh, they don't want it. See, they know they've got about a 1% approval rating, literally. And so... they're like, oh, no, we don't like this. And the public's like, you're going to get you. We're for it. Glad Obama's finally doing something. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were bracing for their world government throne. They were so upset by winning the lottery. They were bracing for their vacation with the Swedish bikini team. It was just so horrible. They were just so afraid of it. They were so afraid of the pot of gold that the leprechaun was giving them. It was terrible. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan that they wrote, I would add, they were caught unaware, by the proposal for a financial activities tax. See, then they go even further. It's a financial activities tax. It's a tax on you. It's a value-added tax. The way I read, we have the document right here. The way it's a tax not just on all the, see, it's always worse than even I'm saying here. It's everything. It's cashing your check. It's electronic transfer. It's credit card bills. It's a tax on everything, on every step of the process. While banks had been bracing for the FSC plan, they were caught unaware by the proposal for a financial activities tax, which would be based on the profits and the pay structure of the firms and would be on all financial institutions and transactions. But then next they say it's liberal and loving. See, here they go. Anti-poverty campaigners had been pinning their hopes, on the IMF endorsing a so-called Robin Hood tax under the small levy would be placed on all financial transactions. However, the fund said such an approach does not appear to be well-suited for specific purposes. But I've read it. It just allows them to, it's a blank check. It says they have dictatorial power, end of story. Set out by the G20 and its mandate, the fund said the financial sector had become too big as a result of being taxed too lightly and said this could be addressed by the FAT, which is compared to a VAT. See, VAT. The FAT is a tax on every level of any financial transaction and is a control grid surveilling all of that. And that's why you're going to have a national ID card that you've got to swipe. This is in the white papers going back over 10 years to track everything you do, because they're going to make any type of black market, mowing your neighbor's lawn, selling a couch for the TV, any type of barter is going to be illegal. That's why they're passing laws trying to ban and restrict $1 million fines for garage sales or swap meets. It's all here. I just can't even believe it myself. It's so monstrous. Enjoy all the new taxes, but see, these will just be like your cell phone taxes. Notice there's like 10 or 15, depending on your state, different little fees. Those are just taxes they pass on your cell phone that you just don't notice. Same thing with this. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
So let's be clear. The G20 met in November and December and publicly said they were establishing global governance of for and by the banks. Don't call my- But it was in the back of the newspaper, and you had to watch Davos meetings and others. We got the clips. We put them in Fall of the Republic. We put them in Invisible Empire. We warned people. We told you the exact plan because we were reading their blueprint. And now they're going to have a global regime of VAT, value added, on every financial interaction that everyone makes. And you read the documents here. It says it's broad and wide open for interpretation by the regulators. In fact, here's a quote from Gordon Brown out of the London Guardian. The fund added that cooperation required only broad agreement. See, it's wide open, rather than complete uniformity. They keep repeating that. They can selectively do whatever they want. And did not specify rates for the two new taxes. A Brown aide, that's Gordon Brown, said the report is radical and in line with what they had argued for at the G20 in November, when Brown surprised his Treasury team by promoting the idea of international levies or international taxes. It is another big judgment call that Gordon Brown got right and David Cameron got wrong. That's who he's running against for prime minister right now, the aide said. Alistair Darling, the chancellor, welcomed the report. Oh, yes, the chancellor of the exchequer, of course, the banker. The recognition that banks should make a contribution to society is in which they operate is right. Make a contribution. They are all run by these people. The banks are the ones that are ramming this through and lobbying for it. This is world government. A tax and regulatory power over all of their smaller competition. And it goes on. Max Lawson, policy advisor at Oxfam, said the IMF has been given the green light to tax banks. To be worthy of Robin Hood, it must raise hundreds of billions each year and be directly linked to fighting poverty at home and abroad and tackling climate change. There you go. Helping the poor and fighting climate change. I mean, shutting down industrial development as the parasite economy takes over the real economy. I mean, do you realize how huge this is? I've got to get Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nimmo to write an article about this based on the analysis I just laid out in the last 30 minutes. Because I just broke it all down for you, because this is what they say they're doing in their internal documents. And then publicly, they say it's about helping the poor, and then you get the documents, and it says it's meant to shut down industrial society in the West, in the First World, in Japan, and in the Third and Developing World. Period. End of story. Oh, and anybody who criticizes them is a racist and is a hate monger and is a terrorist. And that's coming up when we start the next hour. Separately, we have another article here, Climate Change Scammers to Go Global. And it talks about how they're being funded by the big banks, and they're running around saying everyone must pass this, everyone must do this to save the earth from rising sea levels, or we're basically all going to drown. Coming up, cops link white supremacists to bombs in California. CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious. Michael Savage 2 days ago on Monday came out and said Obama will stage violence to crush dissent. He's repeating false flag information. That's important because he's got 10 million listeners, and now it makes it kosher for other talk show hosts to talk about this, not just me alone. And if we get enough information out about how they're getting ready to stage terror attacks, game over, game over, game over. They can't sick Homeland Security on the American people and cause more delusional, paranoid schizophrenia in the police and military that the citizens want to kill them unless they stage a terror attack. And so the fact that this is starting to come out on more and more, I mean, Limbaugh's talking about it last week, is big trouble for the New World Order. Okay, we're going to go to break, start the next hour. Don't forget, we're premiering at 3 p.m. Central at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. All the rumors in, the documentation begins. My most powerful police state film, premiering in T-minus 3 hours and 1 minute. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now kicking off the second hour. Have 3 hours laying out before us. Former head of the FBI in Southern California, Ted Gunderson, will be joining us in the last hour to talk about a host of important issues, including government-sponsored terror. Catherine Austin Fitz, expert on the banking takeover and how to counter it, joining us in the next hour. We'll have open phones when both of these individuals are with us. I'm going to open the phones up right now, 1-800-259-9231. Hopefully the listeners of this radio show will make a big noise about the fact that they're openly announcing the Bank of the World, that you will pay your taxes on all financial transactions as a value-added tax on every step of a financial transaction to the private banks. This is being billed as a way to counter the banks when they're actually pushing it through. They will use this to go after all their competition. This is very serious, and Gordon Brown calls this world government, global governance. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment, so 2 hours and 52 minutes of today's radio show will be simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I've got a lot of other news that I want to go over as well today. James Corbett of the Corbett Report, he posts really great YouTube videos and writes articles. He's an American living in Japan. I'm a big fan of his work. He has done what I think is his best video, very eloquent, and the text of it is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's titled, When False Flags Don't Fly. And we're going to air this video and audio coming up at the 33 after, or at the bottom of this hour. Because he just chronicles some of the more documented false flag terror attacks staged by governments around the world. From the U.S., Israel, Russia, the British, the list goes on and on. Very important video. I think it's very informative, 8-minute video, and something everyone needs to see. And so that is coming up in about 30 minutes and 22 seconds. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. Again, the top news is new global FAT or VAT tax to rein in banks. What a deceptive London Guardian headline. And right in line with that, they've got every major nation, like the United States, passing their own regulatory reform bill with the same pitch. Oh, this is going to get the bankers. This is going to punish them. This is going to make them pay for the bailouts instead of the citizens. Isn't that great? When it's a tax on all their competition paid to the mega banks that are engineering the formation of world government. I can't say it any simpler, and hardly anyone gets it or understands it. We have got to stop it. We have got to get the word out about this now and say no. And Senator Dodd's bill, that is the national version of this international agreement that this plugs into, absolutely must be stopped now. Not next week, not next year. We have got to call Congress and say we understand this is another scam. But don't look for the Republican leadership. Ron Paul's against it. But don't look for the Republican leadership to speak out against this. Oh, they're saying they're against it playing politics because it goes too far against the banks. Well, yeah, it goes too far giving the mega banks dictatorial power. But some Republicans are supporting this because they're being funded by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Warren Buffett. This must be stopped now. This must be stopped now. This is it. This is much bigger than the $28 trillion they stole. That was just them capitalizing and getting enough money to shut off the money to Main Street so they could consolidate power. As bad as that was only a forte, an hors d'oeuvre, a glass of wine before the 10-course meal. And the meal is us. We are the enemy. We are the target. We are the people they are going after. Now, when we come back, savage Obama regime will stage violent attacks and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AaronAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The biggest news in years on world government. They're actually doing it. We have the G20 document that's been released by the London Guardian. We have the article in the AP and the Guardian. They are packaging it and pushing it. as if it's a way to get back at the big banks, to make them pay their own way, to make them pay taxes. When the big mega central banks wrote this, and when you read it, it allows them to levy taxes, value added on all financial transactions, not just banks, on your check, on what you cash, on your stocks, on your bonds, on credit unions. The big banks wrote this, but just like in 1913, they were able to take over our issuance of currency and credit from the Congress, which is illegal and unconstitutional. They pushed that through as an anti-banking bill to punish the bankers, the robber barons. And here's Gordon Brown in November, in December, and in January. It's all in the article saying this is global government, this is world government, this will punish the banks, when the banks wrote this. That's how they do it. They use deception. And in England and in Europe and in the United States, they are trying to pass, quote, banking reform bills that they admit in these articles and in the document plug into the international agreement. The new bank of the world. Global governance is here. We're going to be covering that more later. Meanwhile, GOP seeks SEC records on Goldman Sachs between them and the White House. So the plot is thickening on that front. Now, I want to get into the latest developments dealing with the Tea Parties. It's very elementary. What's happening is the system is coming out and saying, if you criticize the private banks, if you criticize the private Federal Reserve, if you criticize the banker bailouts, if you criticize that they won't tell Congress where trillions of dollars went, if you do that, you're basically a terrorist. And I don't have to tell you this is going on. Anybody who listens to radio, anybody that reads the newspaper, anybody who spends any time watching the news knows this is everywhere. I mean, I hardly watch any television. Every time I turn it on, when I'm on the treadmill or late at night or the YouTube videos I've sent by listeners, it's just 24/7 saying that all the Tea Parties are racist, the American people are evil. What does racism have to do with not wanting to pay trillions to foreign banks? What does racism have to do with not wanting the government to take over health care and cut benefits out of the American people when the insurance companies actually wrote the scam? You've heard Ron Paul here on the show document that. It's not just me saying that. You heard Lord Monckton last week agree. Anybody who's read the bill, and I have, that's what it does. Now, these are just three video clips and audio clips from just the last 2 days. Here's one article. CFR journalist calls Tea Party talk seditious, illegal. And that's Joe Klein, Council on Foreign Relations member. If you read the Public bi-monthly book, they put a book out on newsstands, not a newspaper, not a magazine, it's a book. It's a paperback book calling for world government and telling you how great it is. He's saying it is seditious to criticize the government. Then we've got a clip of Michael Savage, a new clip, not the last two clips where he said Obama will blow up a Capitol building or carry out a Reichstag attack to set up martial law, which I agree. Now he's talking about the Tea Parties, where the Democrats have been caught dressing up like Nazis with swastika signs. They've now been caught. We told you this a month ago. It's been mainstream news since last Monday for over a week and a half. They have been caught, and they did what they promised. They went out to Tea Parties from New Mexico to Texas to Oregon to New York City to D.C. in Nazi outfits with swastikas. We've shown you those photos and videos. The Black Congressional Caucus has been caught going out trying to start fights. No one's calling them N-word. No one's spitting on them. This is another form of false flag, but they're not going to stop there. They are going to blow up some federal buildings. They are going to engage in terror attacks, guaranteed. It's the only card they've got to blame it on us, to try to shut down our political speech, because we are telling the truth. We are constitutionalists. We're standing up for the law of the land. And there's nothing these people can do to shut us up but stage events and blame them on us. I mean, it is very, very elementary and simple. And coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to play an excellent 8-minute analysis When False Flags Don't Fly by James Corbett. Very powerful. I mean, this is 5 stars. I give this guy a 99, okay? And I don't think I'd ever give myself even a 99. If you're grading a speech. I don't know. I guess that was about 100 that I did in front of the Bilderberg Group that time in Canada, bullhorning the Bilderberg. But it's as good as it gets. Very powerful, very focused. This is more of what we need to see. Very effective. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and play this short clip of CFR journalist calls Tea Party Talk seditious on Slimeball with Chris Slimenson. Here it is.
We just watched Sarah Palin, and she said, un-American. Now, she said it was just his policies, not him. But those words are license words. They're permission words.
You know, I did a little bit of research just before the show. It's on this little napkin here. I looked up the definition of sedition, which is conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of the state. And a lot of these statements, especially the ones coming from people like Glenn Beck and to a certain extent Sarah Palin, were right up close to being seditious.
Well, and this is, and you know, and Joe's right, and they'll name another person, you know, name
Bear,
you know, who uses this phrase, constantly talks about the Obama administration as a regime. That phrase, which has connotations of tyranny. And what's so interesting about it to me, to get to Nora's point, what is the focus, what's the cause of this? You think back to 1994, there was Ruby Ridge, there was Waco, there were triggering incidents. There's been nothing like that.
Okay. And they go on and on, basically saying we're terrorists. So if you say, I don't want tyranny, gun control's tyranny, open borders is tyranny, federalization of local police is tyranny. I mean, by every yardstick, they've had big universities do an analysis and find the U.S. is the number six police state in the world. I mean, is Mexico a tyranny? Is North Korea a tyranny? They're ahead of us. North Korea is number one. We're number six, folks, and I don't want to move up towards number one. This is not a laurel or a prize. You know, it's kind of like they say in that movie, Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last. Or what's the corny thing they say in that movie? You're not first, you're last? Yeah. Well, no, this is something where we want to be last. We don't want to be first for this. And it's both parties. I mean, Republicans who are mainline Republicans, they should love Obama. Continuing wars, continuing secret arrests, continuing torture, hiring nothing but lobbyists, continuing, you know, all of this corruption, continuing all of Bush's executive orders, continuing Bush's cybersecurity, takeover of the internet. There is no difference with Obama on real issues. Oh, Bush was supposedly anti-abortion, kind of halfway. He was for the assault weapons ban. So there they are saying sedition. Now, this is what Michael Savage, again, I rarely play other talk show hosts, but when Rush Limbaugh says Obama may stage events, and Michael Savage is saying it every week now, I mean, this is from Monday, we've got to give credit where credit's due, because these guys reach tens of millions of people, and I don't like being alone. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want to be the one guy who's right. I don't want to be the one person who's got the courage to say this, okay? Believe me. I like to walk point, but I'd like to rotate with other people. I like there to be more targets out there. I don't like to be the only person telling the truth here. And so here is Michael Savage talking about this on Monday. Here it is.
They want you to react. Don't you understand what Obama's doing with his little men? You can turn it off now. His little men on the left are trying to provoke you into a violent act so that they can declare you the illegitimate ones. Don't take the bait. They want the Tea Party to explode. They have probably sent the Jean Provocateurs in there with guns. I can guarantee you that this government is going to do something along those lines, whether it's sooner or later, it's going to happen. And I'll make another prediction on this show right now, because it doesn't take a genius to know what this illegitimate band of gangsters is going to do next. I'll make it very clear for you. This illegitimate group of gangsters is not only going to cause a violent action somewhere in America that is not conducted by the Tea Parties, but by an agent provocateur that they sent into the crowds along the lines of what the left has done from the beginning of the left, okay? But the October surprise that they have in mind for this world is not to be imagined, because they know they're going to lose. If they ever played it fair and square, A, number one, they wouldn't be in power today. That's to start with. If they ever played it fair and square, the illegal aliens never would have been.
And he goes on to say they're going to stage a Reichstag event. Now, the whole video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why is this important? Well, as soon as the Republicans get back in, they're going to start blowing stuff up. Okay? I mean, this is what governments do now. And we've got a big, dirty, corrupt government who's desperate and who has, what, a 10% approval rating for Congress now? A 9% for Nancy Pelosi, even lower than Dick Cheney? When governments get in trouble and they're corrupt, they start staging terror. We're going to cover the history of that coming up in about 12 minutes. Here's another clip, and we'll play this when we come back from break. Washington Post writer, internet journalism is sort of like terrorism. And we're not even looking for these clips. They're just everywhere. So they're now equating criticizing the government and internet journalism with terror. Because the alternative media has now surpassed the mainstream media in 2010. That's mainline numbers. The studies also show people vastly trust the alternative media more than they trust the mainstream media, which is actually kind of scary. There's a lot of BS out in the alternative media, too. I mean, we try to get it right, and we get it wrong sometimes. A lot of people out there just making stuff up. But it doesn't matter. People know the mainstream media is organized and deceptive, and they trust the alternative media a lot more. And so they have this whole discussion about terrorism and not knowing how to target the alternative media. So they're really getting desperate because the mainstream media is dying. The government's in deep trouble, falling apart. They're circling the wagons together and saying they want to shut down freedom on the web and have a rigged game because they're losing because they've been discredited because they've been caught lying millions of times. I mean, literally, just constant lying, like hundreds of millions of parrots up in a tree squawking lies. We'll be back with that. And a lot more. And they've had another fake raid out in California to create that illusion that there are all these terrorists. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get Sinofresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get Sinofresh today. It works.
So, on every major news program, they have pundits out there saying that criticizing the takeover of America is seditious, is illegal, borders on terrorism. You've got Clinton saying, look, if you don't stop criticizing the government, it's going to cause someone to stage a terror attack. And gee, I hope that doesn't have to happen so we can then silence you. I mean, it's a very thinly veiled threat. Washington Post columnist who appeared on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday described Tea Partiers as potential violent and decried internet journalism as sort of like terrorism. It's Pulitzer Prize winning Kathleen Parker is a commentator with the show. And you can watch the whole 8-minute clip up on prisonplanet.com in our article, Washington Post writer, internet journalism is sort of like terrorism. We're just going to play a short clip of this. Listen.
Opinion that comes from various places, like during Lincoln's day, every newspaper had an editorial point of view. But this person said the difference was, in those days, you knew which paper it was coming from.
Right.
Now you don't know where some of this is coming from, and that is the added factor to the volatility of this stuff.
It's interesting. People will say anything when they have the cloak of anonymity. It's sort of like terrorism. You know, we don't know where to aim our bomb, so we can't go after a country because there's no one place to focus on it. And it's the same thing with the internet. You can't really, you don't know who to go after. And you and I'm sure you share some of the wonderful experiences I've had of being attacked and threatened and whatnot. And it feeds on itself, you know, builds, and people who are not well grounded and who may have these more violent tendencies suddenly find a place where they can convene and find validation.
Okay.
And even
so, there you have it. Anybody criticizing the government or who is angry, you don't have a real reason to be angry or upset. You're just not well grounded. You've got a mental problem, and you're like a terrorist. You know, these bloggers online are basically kind of like terrorists. But the host of the show, Bob Schaefer, you could hear part of the clip, but before that he was talking about Lincoln. You know, we had free speech under Lincoln. No, he arrested hundreds of newspaper editors in the North who were against the war. He even arrested a member of Congress. So I guess what he's saying is under Lincoln we knew where they were. That's kind of a veiled threat for those that know history. And they keep modeling Obama like he's the new Lincoln. They were saying this when he was running for office, that the nation may fall apart, but he'll hold it together, and he's going to deal with the states. They knew the states were going to rebel against all this unconstitutional activity. And so they've been writing books about him as if he's the second coming of Lincoln. They've been preparing everyone that when Obama has to crack down on the terrorists, on the states' rights people, on the people that don't like the foreign banks taking over, that are angry at Wall Street, that he's going to be just like Lincoln. He is going to come in there, and he is going to put his foot down in a big, big way. And he is going to save the Republic, and we'll have big marble statues to him. Thank God we've got Barack H. Obama. Meanwhile, he always talks about reconciliation. Everybody be friendly. Come on, don't have bad rhetoric. Republicans, you know, conservatives, libertarians, shut up. Meanwhile, all his surrogates are out on TV and in the newspapers, and Bill Clinton's out there saying, we're going to cause terrorism, those of us that don't like them and are criticizing them. We don't have a right as Americans to criticize what they're doing. We're going to cause violence. We're racist. because they don't want Hispanics and black people who are angry about higher taxes and less jobs and unemployment and government corruption and the government tripling under Bush and even growing faster under Obama. You know, people are mad. That's why the polls show over 40% of the Tea Partiers are Democrats or independents. Oh, they're scared of that, the people getting together, getting outside the left-right paradigm, coming together to save the country. So they're saying, racism, it's evil, it's hate, it's the Ku Klux Klan, it's bad, it's terrorism, it's... And then meanwhile, they've had a bust in California. When you read deeper into the AP and other articles, there's no bombs, no evidence of bombs. They went and busted some white supremacist gangs that the prisons basically create, because you're either an Hispanic gang, black gang, Asian gang, or white gang, or you don't live. And they segregate them in the prisons and jails like this in California. So they busted some white supremacist gangs and are saying they think it may lead to bombs. They think they may have bombs, and they try to tie it into the Tea Party. I mean, what does gang violence in the prisons have to do with the Tea Party? But again, it's just like the Hatari militia. They didn't do anything. They didn't have any weapons. The feds have now put out their affidavit. They've now been in court. Their prime evidence is Mr. Stone, the head of the Hatari, saying, man, the government's getting out of control and waging war on us. We might have to fight back against them. I mean, that sounds like something George Washington would say. So now you don't even have that free speech. And they go and arrest you. But they're engaging in all these busts, so people kind of halfway paying attention to the newspaper and TV and radio hear, oh, there's militias, oh, there's white supremacists. So the media can then tie that into anybody criticizing the government ahead of the government false flag event. We'll cover false flags when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, replacementremotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote and an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. ReplacementRemotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at ReplacementRemotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com at 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com. ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our
life. We're going to be going to your phone calls here after I play this video clip. It's excellent when false flags don't fly. But first, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to be premiering this film in about 2 hours and 25 minutes from now at PrisonPlanet.tv. When the radio show ends at 3 p.m. Central on the 21st of April, 2010, we will premiere Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It covers it all, the FEMA camps, the federalization of police, the military checkpoints. We interview the military, the G20, the executive orders, the continuity of government program. It's all documented. The camps are real. The federal paramilitary takeover of society is real. It's all covered. You can also financially support us and get it in the highest quality by buying the DVD with the expanded extras at Infowars.com. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not-for-sale educational purposes. Please get it at Infowars.com. We've been shipping it out now for the last 2.5 days. Many of you are already getting it today or tomorrow who pre-ordered. I want to thank you for your support. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And this has now been shipping out for more than a week and a half. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Jason Burmes' new film that gets into the overview of the globalists, their crimes, their operations, what makes them tick. Both of these are such important films. Order them both at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And I do want to thank everybody who has purchased the videos or PrisonPlanet.tv members. It is your membership that makes this radio show possible. It's the buying the books, the T-shirts, the materials that makes this transmission possible and what we do here at this news organization a reality. So I want to thank all of you. Plus, you get great materials that will inform you to a higher level and are great tools to wake up your friends and family in your area. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it takes about a minute to sign up. You create your username passcode. You can then share it with 6 different people. You can have 6 people, 6 different computers logged in with the same username passcode. So you can also not just give yourself a $5.95 monthly membership. You can share it with a few of your friends and family and watch the films in the highest quality. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv, my live TV show every day with the radio, all of my films, other films I produced, my book, Paul Watson's book, 6+ years and growing of material, a higher quality podcast, 64 kilobit, higher quality audio stream with the video, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, when false flags don't fly, and this is James Corbett of the Corbett Report, just doing a fabulous job, so I wanted to air this here. It's a good 8-minute boil down of what governments do and how they operate and a call to action to warn everyone that the groups that control our government, the illegitimate criminals, are clearly prepping the population for sustained staged terror. Here it is.
Those who have studied history know that nothing invigorates and empowers an authoritarian regime more than a spectacular act of violence, some sudden and senseless loss of life that allows the autocrat to stand on the smoking rubble and identify himself as the hero. It's at moments like this that the public, still in shock from the horror of the tragedy that has just unfolded before them, can be led into the most ruthless despotism, despotism that now bears the mantle of security. Acts of terror and violence never benefit the average man or woman. They only ever benefit those in positions of power. This is why Nero fiddled while Rome burned. It gave him a chance to throw out the Christians to the lions and rebuild the capital of the Roman Empire in his own image. This is why Hearst and the warmongers of the emerging American Empire were delighted by the destruction of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. It gave them the excuse they needed to rouse the public into supporting the Spanish-American War. This is why Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967 during the Six-Day War, strafing and torpedoing it relentlessly for hours in a vain attempt to send it to the bottom. The Israelis believed that the loss of the Liberty could be blamed on Egypt and draw the Americans into war. This is why there are hundreds of documented examples of government staging attacks in order to blame them on their political enemies. In every civilization, in every culture, in every historical period, authoritarians have known that spectacular acts of violence help to further consolidate their own power and control. And sadly, throughout history, there have been all too many willing to allow attacks to occur, to pretend that attacks have occurred, or even to attack their own population in order to further their political agenda. To think that such staged provocations and false flag attacks no longer occur would be as unrealistic as believing that human nature itself has changed, that powerful people no longer seek to increase their power, that influence is never used for deceit or manipulation, that lies are no longer told to satisfy greed or slake the thirst for control. It is to believe that our society is immune from those things that we have seen in every other society, in every other era. In short, it's a dangerous delusion. The people are once again learning the power of this delusion. They are learning the extent to which they have been lied to. They are once again studying their history. The Russians are learning how the FSB was caught planting bombs in Moscow in 1999 during a terror scare that swept Putin into power and stirred the public into supporting the Second Chechen War. They are learning how their autocratic ex-president came to power campaigning on the graves of those his old FSB cronies had killed. The Israelis are learning how Mossad has been caught time and again posing as the very Muslim terrorists they claim to be opposing. They are learning how Israel uses the specter of terror to further extend their blank check drawn on American funds to expand their police state at home and maintain their hardline stance, the world's sixth largest nuclear superpower supposedly threatened by the possibility that one of their neighbors may one day obtain a single nuclear weapon. The British are learning how their SAS officers were caught dressing up as Arabs in Iraq, driving around with trucks full of munitions, shooting at police to stir up ethnic tensions and ensure that permanent bases could be built in the region. They are learning how Harun Aswat, the supposed mastermind behind the 7/7 bombings, was working for British intelligence. They are learning how British military intelligence took part in IRA bombings. The Indians are learning how the Mumbai attack was helped by a U.S. agent who is cooperating with investigators so that he won't face questioning by foreign authorities. The Canadians are learning how their own provincial police dressed up as protesters in 2007 and threatened violence against other police in order to force a crackdown on peaceful protests. And the Americans. The Americans are learning that there were multiple bombs found, dismantled, and taken out of the Alfred P. Murrah building on April 19, 1995. They are learning that Timothy McVeigh had written a letter to his sister in which he claimed to be in the special forces for the U.S. Army. They are learning the bombing was being directed by FBI informants, just as the 1993 World Trade Center bombing was. They are learning about 9/11 and the Gulf of Tonkin and Operation Northwoods and their own Army counterinsurgency manuals that teach officers how to commit false flag attacks to blame on their enemies. In short, the people are learning the truth. And now we see the same build-up to a false flag event taking place that we saw in 1995. At that time, the U.S. had a corporate media desperate to fling mud at anyone concerned by the actions of their government, and it had a government that was desperately unpopular. Today, we see the exact same factors at play. If anything, the situation today is worse than it was in the run-up to the Oklahoma City bombing, with media consolidation meaning that groups of concerned citizens like the Oath Keepers are being attacked by the controlled minions on both the left and the right. And now it is not just the militia that is being demonized by the establishment. It is veterans and gun owners, third-party supporters and libertarians, anti-war protesters, and human rights campaigners, people who are upset with a government giving trillions to the banks that have engineered our current financial crisis. In short, everyone is now a potential terrorist, according to the governmental and media agencies that deign to limit our range of acceptable opinion and control dissent. Even the word terrorist means something more than it did back in 1995. Now, after the false flag attack of 2001 allowed the passage of the Patriot Act, after the boogeyman of Al-Qaeda gave the NSA the opportunity to announce that they were collecting everyone's emails and everyone's telephone calls, after the former White House press secretary came out and admitted that the Bush administration had made up terror threats in order to scare the people into supporting the government, now we know what the real definition of terrorism is. It is governments scaring their own populations into line. But there is something else that's different now from what it was in 1995. the people are learning something else about terrorism. They are not terrorists for speaking out against their government. They are not terrorists for wanting the government to stop selling their children into servitude to pay bankers their bonuses. They are not terrorists for pointing out that the FBI and the CIA and Mossad and MI6 are behind every major international terrorist event. The people are not terrorists because they do not want to see more death. They do not want more destruction. The spilling of the blood of their fellow citizens is not in their interests. Death and destruction only ever serve the governmental and financial and industrial interests who always grow in power and wealth in the wake of every tragedy. Time and again, the people pay with their lives, and the governments and the banks and the war machine only grows and prospers. The people do not want terrorism because it does not benefit them. It only benefits the existing power structure. And this time, if there is another staged event to blame on the government's enemy of the day, the people will know who to blame. For the Corbett Report in Western Japan, I am James Corbett.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there is the Corbett Report. Excellent job. You can go see the video up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The article that has the text of what you just heard is titled, When False Flags Don't Fly. Let's go ahead and take calls now. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. It's Ronnie. Two quick shockers. One, death panels were paraded as a solution openly, and B, our sacred constitution shredding is destroying our First Amendment at the same time. Here yesterday at the Travis County Commissioner's Court session, the commissioners received a report on the necessity for progress on so-called Barack Obama, Bankster Tooge, Barry Sotaro's health scare scam. Their advisors who run the hospitals here actually admitted that one main problem for all of us to get our proper share of our ever so limited resources, the problem was that the expensive care needed for only a few sick old individuals was eating up our precious resources for the rest of us. And when I was allowed to speak, I pointed out that that talk about cutting off the care for those two expensive old individuals who were too sick, too old, that means death panels. And regardless, the commissioners then voted 5-0 in favor, in effect, of death panels. And by the way, I'm still banned from 75% of the Austin City Council meetings because I bother to participate when I can.
Right, Ronnie. I appreciate your call. You know, Tom Daschle, who wrote the original bill, wrote a book about death panels and how they're good. Europe has them. England has them. They've said that they're going to reduce care to the old people and people who have chronic illnesses. That's collectivism. They take your wealth, even if you can buy your own health care, and they say how much health care you can get. They tax your health care. They tax your insurance. They make you buy insurance, and then they lower your standard of care. And in a collectivist system, they then play everyone off against each other. This is what is done. They then say, oh, well, that person's smoking, that person's drinking, that person's eating red meat, and you know, we say that's bad, and so they're going to have to pay more taxes, or we're just going to deny them health care. And yes, the bioethicist boards that have been set up in the last 20-plus years, and I've had Wall Street Journal writers on, you name it, about it, in many cases where old people or people that are paralyzed but can still talk, and we've covered these cases on air, when the state gets custody of them, they turn their water, they turn their food off, they kill them. And this is going on all over the country. It's going on all over Europe. And when we say we don't want it, they say, you're crazy, it doesn't exist. You know, that's dangerous rhetoric. Don't say they're death panels or you may blow up a building. You're not allowed in America to actually read what we're really doing. But again, the insurance companies wrote the legislation where they force you to buy their health care and then the government lets them cut the quality of the care. And doesn't let doctors engage in medicine, the HMOs and others get to say what type of health care you get. So instead of a knee surgery you need, you get a shot of cortisone, a $50 shot instead of a $2,000 surgery. And that's what they're pushing for. Good points, Ronnie. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, excited for the 3 o'clock premiere. It's been about a year since I watched the Sotaro deception, and man, your films have been powerful. You inspired me to do much and to continue this peaceful fight for the InfoWars. So I want to thank you, sir, and all the InfoWars crew for what they've done.
Well, thank you so much.
Anytime. Secondly, you said this on your Sunday show about 2 weeks ago, talking about behavior, deception, television, somewhat of an Orwellian state. Coincidentally enough, I was watching CNN on Sunday morning, two weeks ago, reliable sources talking about the exact same thing, talking about PepsiCo getting sponsorship in some 30 Rock show. But also, it's not really a shock that corporate media has been doing this to multinationalists. If you look back with Operation Mockingbird, Prescott Bush was, a director of CBS News at one point back in the 50s with RCA, Radio Corporation of America, to push forward propaganda during World War II. What do you think is going to continue next? I mean, we see the precedent with, these false flag nuclear attacks. Satoros talking about terrorists are more dangerous with a nuclear weapon than we are. I mean, what's going to happen next? We see, Wolf Blitzer bowing down to Bill Clinton.
What's going to happen next. They're going to stage shootings and bombings and blame it on gun owners, conservatives, people that don't want to go under this banking dictatorship they're setting up right now. And they may set off a nuke and blame it on Iran. I mean, and every guest we've been talking to, you heard Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of Air Force Star Wars program, saying he agrees that's the number one threat. Tarpley, who's really got a good crystal ball, agrees. Many others. Michael Savage agrees. Rush Limbaugh is now coming out. This is what they're going to do. They know what they've done is so illegal and so bad, and they're clearly saying, you guys are going to cause terror. Get ready for it. It's going to be your fault. Who benefits from this? Who has the motive? Who's done it in the past? I mean, this is very clear what they're doing. They're framing us right now. Let's talk to James in Illinois. James, you're on the air.
Oh.
Yes,
hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I just picked you up about 3 months ago. I did not know that anybody thought like I did.
I'd say about 30% of the population conservatively thinks like you do. The news just is there to make you think you're alone.
Boost that up some. Okay, I'm living in the armpit of society. I'm living in a hole-in-the-road area. Okay, stuck in the 1940s and 50s. Well, okay.
James, get your point together. I'm going to come back to you briefly on the other side, okay? We're going to go to break. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you. Then Joe, Scott, and others. And then we've got Catherine Austin Fitz coming on to join us. Then we've got former head of the FBI in Southern California in the L.A. area, Ted Gunderson, joining us. Been a long time since he's been on. He'll be joining us from his hospital bed via cell phone. This should be interesting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is not America. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Little piece of you. Okay, let's go back to James in Illinois. What's your point about living in an armpit? Go ahead.
Oh, man. I'm a volunteer fireman, 37 years. Volunteer fireman. I have seen a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, the stuff that's going down now scares the living crap out of me. Okay, I'm talking about methamphetamine, making it out of anhydrous ammonia and Sudafed and battery acid and whatever, salt. Okay.
You're seeing a lot of drugs in your area.
I'm seeing a lot of drugs in my area. Okay, I'm also seeing a lot of negative things. Okay, I'm a first-time listener. Okay, you understand that?
Yes, I do,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, until 3 months ago, I did not know you even existed. I didn't even know what your name was, you know.
Well, a lot of people don't know who I am.
Oh, send me some literature, whatever.
Okay, James, I appreciate your call. Just visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's good to have you on board. Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I didn't hear about you either until a few months ago. This guy in front of me had a bumper sticker on his pickup truck, said 9/11 was an inside job, learn the truth at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and that's how I found out about you. So I ended up being a member of We Are Change recently, and down here in Maryland, and we went to go hear Ralph Nader talk, and I asked him a question about the Federal Reserve and gave him a copy of Fall of the Republic. So I was calling to let you know I gave Ralph Nader a copy of Fall of the Republic.
Awesome.
And I was going to ask you, what do you think the odds are that we're going to enter hyperinflation?
We've had a lot of different economists that I really respect on, and they debate it, whether the elite is going to continue depressing the economy or whether they may do something new, depressing the economy while having inflation or even hyperinflation. So I guess it would be hyper-stag inflation or hyper-depression. But they're starting to talk about raising interest rates, and that could start an increase in inflation. We know the government cooks the books on inflation, that they manipulate the numbers on that. They also manipulate the numbers on unemployment. But we know that everything we buy costs more than it did a few years ago. But that's not hyperinflation yet. The biggest issue is the globalists have a combination of depression in the real economy, but inflation or devaluation of the dollar. So they're trying to balance the two together. But that's like balancing, cancer with a hole in the head, a gunshot wound to the head. I mean, both are bad. Both add on to each other. And that's because we live in a rigged economy. Anything else?
That was it. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate your call. from Maryland. Scott in California, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, it is a privilege to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. I listen to you on 1340 KOMY in Santa Cruz, and you are a humble man, sir. I appreciate you that you do not use this platform to prop up your ego as so many other people who would get pulled in by our society of performers. You sir, are a modern-day Mabe Russell, although I'm pretty sure you probably don't look as good in a dress. And I used to listen to her in our car.
I tell you what, coming up at the 8 after, we've got our guest joining us. I'm going to come back, have you finish up with your point, Scott, and then we're going to go to Mark and a few others, and then we've got Catherine Austin Fitz joining us. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've reached the halfway point in this worldwide broadcast. The global government has announced officially what we told you 4 months ago they were setting up. We have a very clear view of the next step in the global banking dictatorship. And we've got Catherine Austin Fitz, an expert on this, joining us in the next segment. But right now, I wanted to go back to Scott in California, listening to us on one of Michael Swerling's great stations out there in Santa Barbara and areas going into San Francisco. Scott, go ahead and finish up the point you wanted to make.
Well, I was just saying that I had parents that listened to Mabe Russell and made me listen to her as well and taught me how to think, not what to think. So I, sir, want to thank you for carrying the baton of truth and teaching people how to think instead of what to think. So kudos to you. When I was in a debate club, we were taught that when your opponent resorts to ad hominem attacks, the debate is won if you can keep your emotions about you and continually to think rationally. So Tea Party members, take heart, because our opponents cannot debate the issues because you're racist, you're terrorist, you're any other kind of S. Just keep your head. Don't give in to the anger that you're going to feel, because they're only going to turn that anger and fear.
Well, I agree, but even more, you need to rebuke them as worse than racist, because it's one thing to be an ignorant racist. It's another to consciously try to turn groups against each other in a cold-blooded way. I mean, that is horrible.
Mm-hmm. When I was talking to a friend about this in the New World Order, and I keep telling him, you know, you don't realize what they are doing to you and how they're controlling the way you think. But I keep using this ambiguous them. So I was thinking, we need to have the leaders of the New World Order, maybe like when we went into
baseball cards.
Yeah, the baseball cards or playing cards, and have these guys on record, some sort of tangible item that you can hand people. And if we can ever get these people arrested, put them behind bars, you know, you put a big stamp on it, That way this can get passed around. I don't know if anybody in your team would be,
The problem is there's so many globalists, you'd have to make about 20 decks of cards, and people have done something similar. I've thought about it. We could have the bankster deck, the political criminal deck, the police state deck, the New World Order occult deck, and it's a great idea, and a lot of people thought of it. It's just the time and energy that would go into it. I can make a film that gets seen by 20 million people online, and so all my time goes into the films and radio because per capita, they're the best bang for the buck and the time and the energy. But it's a great idea, and we've actually promoted some of the folks out there that do have these card decks. Some of the card decks I agree with. Some really I don't think have the power structure right. But no, that's a great idea. But somebody needs to come out with a whole line of these cards, but also have them very inexpensive. Some people that have made them, it's such limited runs, they want to get their money back, so they're expensive. They need to be super cheap, like $2-3 a deck, so people can buy these decks in mass and give them to everybody they know. But we're thinking about making a deck. I've been wanting to do it for more than a decade. Anything else there, Scott?
A couple of questions, sir. Are you planning on committing suicide?
Well, no. I will never kill myself, and if the government says I did, it's a lie.
Well, thank you for putting your life on the line and helping to awaken the human consciousness. The other question, the love of money is the root of all evil. How long before we as a species start valuing people for what they bring to the table of ideas instead of how many ones and zeros that can be transferred between accounts in a nanosecond?
All right, I appreciate your call. I'll answer that briefly when we come back. And we're going to Catherine Austin Fitz. We'll give you her website. One of the most informed guests we interview, and I really am thankful for her time. We'll be talking to her when we come back out of this quick break, and we'll also give you her website as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back on the other side.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I had a caller in California saying that he wanted my comments on money being the root of all evil. And that's a cliche that's used, and there's some truth to it, but it's more money changing, fraudulent money dealings, fractional reserve banking. I mean, what did Jesus Christ do? He went into the temple, and the scribes and Pharisees made you buy your sacrifice of a dove or a calf, whatever it was you were buying for the sacrifice, for the remission of sins, you know, under Jewish law. They would make you buy it with a certain very rare coin, a silver coin that silver-wise didn't have a lot of value, but because it was a rare coin and scarce, you had to pay for it with a bunch of gold. And that's what he went in and overturned. The fact that they were turning it into a business, people in there, you know, carrying out their sacrifice. People say, well, why sacrifice something for your sins? You're saying, I'm giving something up. I'm giving some valuable food up that I could sell or I could eat. You know, I'm saying, you know, to God, this is the main focus. You know, I'm giving something up for this. You're most important. You are my idol. No other idols before you. And I look at it as a hierarchy of needs. If somebody can make $1 billion without hurting someone and doing good in the process, that's wonderful. But money can't be the top of your pyramid. It's a hierarchy of needs. I mean, my hierarchy of needs is I love my family. I love my children. I mean, I woke up last night in the middle of the night and was just like almost having a vision of just a beautiful ocean and a sunset and how beautiful that is and how I just want to go live by the seashore and, you know, hang out with my family and oil paint. I mean, don't we all wish we could do that? And just this pull to quit, this ever increasing drive to stop doing what I'm doing. The frustration that I have to be here every day fighting these people because we have no future if we don't fight them, and my anger at them. This isn't some ego trip. It's not fun out here fighting the New World Order. It is survival. But things get twisted. The system then says, give the government all your money. We're going to help the poor. Don't love money. But really, they're using that, your well-meaning guilt, to get your money, to get control of your life so they can make you dependent. I believe it's good for people to be wealthy. I like it when people are doing well. I like seeing healthy, happy people with nice houses and swimming pools and plenty of food. I know that also tends to bring decadence, but it's good to be able to have a car that doesn't break down. It's good to be able to travel. It's good to be able to pay for medicine for your family. But would you kill somebody for an iPad? Would you kill somebody for $500 in their wallet? Would you kill somebody for $1 billion? Would you plant WMDs in Iraq? Would you stage a 9/11? And so I don't believe money or even the love of money is the root of all evil. Because, you know, if you like being successful and comfortable and secure, I guess you could call that love, but is that what you love the most? You know, what do you idolize first? The truth, honor, telling the truth. Because the hatred of money then almost turns into another class envy system. And then they use the underclass to rob the middle class, and the elite is manipulating that. So it's very sophisticated. And Catherine Austin Fitz, I really appreciate you joining us. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. She's an investment advisor, founding and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, entrepreneur, president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial, government official, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner under Bush 41, investment banker, managing director, and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., Inc. Doesn't get any more elite than that. Catherine has designed and closed $25 billion in transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion. And it goes on and on. Invaluable information at Solari.com. And thank you for coming on with us. Would you like to comment on your view about money and is the love of it the root of all evil?
Well, we're talking about two investment models. The old investment model, which is in the process of changing, and I'd like to talk about the new one too, but the old one says, as long as I have a positive return to me or my shareholders and what I'm doing is lawful, that's okay. Okay, so if you go to the Texas pension funds where you are, if you go to the Tennessee pension funds and you say to them, what impact is it having on your communities that you're putting this money in these mortgage-backed securities? They'll say, I don't know, because I'm not responsible to understand my impact on the greater ecosystem. I leave that to government. And we're going into a world, Alex, where we're going to come up with a new model, and the model's going to look like this. And the model's going to say, okay, you have a return to your investors or your shareholders or your family or your pension fund beneficiaries, but then you have an impact on your financial ecosystem, you know, in the greater world. So we want to make sure that our investments have a positive return to the system and a positive return to us. And we use the information of understanding the impact of our investments to protect ourselves against risk. So, for example, if all the state pension funds, all the union pension funds, all the corporate pension funds in this country had said, I want to understand the impact my money's having on my financial ecosystem, it would have protected them from making investments that were ultimately going to lose the money, because they would have seen, wait a minute, if I'm destroying the middle class and wiping out the middle class, that can't possibly be good for my investments in municipalities and places. I'm going to lose money on this ultimately if I do things that are harmful. So we're going from an investment model where people didn't need to understand their participation in the ecosystem to one where they're going to have to be much more awake about what their impact is, because that's going to be an essential risk management tool in a world that's much more global, much more integrated, and where capital's moving much faster. So what we're literally talking about is a complete reinvention. It's simple, but it's profound in terms of your operations, okay, if you're running money, a real invention of the investment model.
Okay, I should have pointed out at the beginning, I had you on a few weeks ago, about the problem and how this operation works, who we're facing, what they're setting up, the model they want, who they are and what the establishment wants, versus your idea and others' idea of how to have a non-destructive, non-predatory system. But just going back to what the caller was asking me, there's this other idea that ever having any wealth is bad in and of itself, when in truth, don't good people need to get in a position of being sustainable?
One of the most powerful spins that the New World Order promotes is that wealth is bad. And let me tell you something, that's not coming from the grassroots, that's coming from the top. Because when you, if everybody who's got a solution says wealth is bad, then they're gonna keep sending their money to Wall Street. Nobody's gonna shift their retirement capital into a group of people and a new model that says wealth is bad. You know, we've all worked. You know, we have a whole generation now, Alex, that have worked their entire life. Many of them work very hard to accumulate this capital. And this capital is the one thing standing between their family and the abyss. So the last thing we need to say is, oh, that's bad. That's good. That's what's protecting people. So in fact, what we need is an investment model that says optimization and the creation and the building of wealth is good. Because it is. There's no such thing as too much energy. The question is how you channel and use it, because money's just a tool.
Exactly. The robber baron class has written in many policy papers that they're waging war against the middle class that allows the working class to have upward mobility. The United States, one of the few countries in history that's had a large middle class. That trend's now reversed. It's disappearing. And it's always the big central banks that push for the income tax, that push for command and control, because it's the ultra-rich robbing the rest of humanity. And they want a two-tier, tiny elite, giant underclass system where no one can ever challenge them. Now, for those that just joined us, and I'm going to sit back on this hour now and give you the floor, recap briefly, going into break, who the elite are, the type of economy they've set up, where we're going, so people understand how important it is to go with your alternative.
Well, that's the $64,000 question, is, you know, who are they? And I can only talk from what I know, because I'm not sitting in the privy.
Well, tell folks their model. Tell them,
Right, but essentially what you have is at the very top of the investment hierarchy, on this planet, you have intergenerational pools of capital that are controlled and owned by private families. They're unbelievably centralized, and they operate through a whole series of bureaucracies, which you describe, which is the, you know, the central banks and the insurance industry and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations. And there's umpteen billion secret societies coordinating all this stuff because it's a big planet. But at the very, very top, you have a small number of huge intergenerational pools of capital that have remarkable control, and it is remarkably centralized and very planned. And we've reached the point where, you know, where we've had a real breakdown in alignment of the interests of the folks at the top and everybody else. So they kind of feel they're much better off with unbelievable control. And I'm afraid if you look at the agricultural and other policies, you know, it's clear that we are on a trajectory for significant, I would predict significant depopulation. So there's a real breakdown in interests. And if you look at all the people in our society, Alex, are saying this is wrong and this is wrong. You know, they're talking about the money's wrong or the corruption's wrong or Wall Street's wrong or 9/11's wrong or vaccines are wrong. All of those things are symptoms. They're symptoms of the fundamental problem, which is a governance problem, which is who's in charge and why are they destroying significant amounts of freedom and wealth? Because our problem in this world is not that there's too much wealth. You're watching the centralization of economic control in a way that is significantly reducing wealth. Significantly reducing wealth.
Yeah, they've sold the kind of underclass that wealth is what's hurting them. No, it's that there's not enough wealth, and we can turn the engine of wealth loose, and we can colonize the stars. It's unlimited. There's enough for everybody.
Well, it's really funny. In the 1990s, I started a company in Washington called Hamilton Securities Group. And coming out of the Bush administration, I said, you know, entrepreneurs are going to have to get government money out of communities, and we're going to turn this thing around. And we were putting together a plan where small business had easy access to all the information about how money worked in their place, including government contracts, which is, as you know, a big part of the economy. And they also could put together little venture funds and mutual funds for their community.
Stay there. Let's talk about your plan that got nixed. On the other side, Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest, Solari.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Catherine Austin Fitz worked at the highest levels of the federal government, managing hundreds of billions of dollars. And her colleagues discovered that this trend was beginning to basically steal all the wealth and destroy wealth. And now we have the big banks saying they want a world government. We're going to pay a value-added tax on all financial transactions. That's how they're going to get the banks. But the money's paid to the elite banks. So we've got to identify this threat, but not just identify it. We've got to talk about other alternatives to use the power of currency and credit to build healthy communities. Catherine Austin Fitz, please continue with the plan.
Yeah, so I'm telling you about the time when I discovered how huge the opportunity was. Because I didn't understand in the 90s, Alex, until this happened, how much the system is being used to shrink wealth. In other words, you know, to keep people poor. Anyway, so we're doing this thing where we're making software tools. We made a software tool called Community Wizard, which would allow anybody in a community to dial in and see, you know, because if we look at the U.S. budget, we see here's how the money works in housing or military. We never see it contiguous to the areas that we vote for representation. So you never see its sources and uses of government appropriations, contracts, and credit for your congressional district, which is, of course, what you need to hold your congressman accountable. So we took relational database technology and we reconfigured all the databases so that you could start to look at your money by place. And we were putting together venture funds and mutual funds for your neighborhood. So you could literally put your 401k in a pool that would invest in local businesses, and you could, in theory, you could trade, and, you know, you could go to Bloomberg and see what your neighborhood was trading at, in theory. So we're working away at this. And I had this smart guy, it's a PhD from MIT, absolutely brilliant, sort of the smartest guy at the company. And I said, okay, let's assume that we re-engineer all the government money so that we optimize total equity in the 3,100 counties, because America just breaks down into 3,100 counties. So let's say we completely changed how we did the government money so that we could create as much business wealth, whether it's big companies or small companies. And he went off and did the numbers, Alex, and he came back, and I looked at him, and I said, that's impossible. He was saying within a short period of time we could get a 6 times multiple of total equity outstanding in the country alone, let alone globally. And I just couldn't believe it. So I made him go back and do the numbers a couple times and dug in and did the numbers, and I realized, oh, my God, we're spending the entire federal budget in a way that totally shrinks innovation, entrepreneurship, cuts off capital to so much of the healthy economy, which is what you're seeing now in the way the credit crunch is being engineered. We're shutting off money to all these different productive sectors, and if we stop doing it, the wealth could be enormous. I mean, you know, there's really no reason for there to be poverty at all. We have the resources. And a part of it is, you know, because you've covered this, is the sort of, you know, suppression of new technology. And I was astonished. And I, you know, for about a week, I just walked around laughing. I couldn't stop laughing because I realized, you know, there's plenty of money. There really is no problem at all. And then, of course, the Department of Justice seized our offices and stole all the databases and kept them under lock and key for 6 years, which is when I discovered, you know, that there really is an intentional effort to channel capital and restrict it in a way that really keeps things very much under control. And we're running the economy to achieve centralized control, not to achieve wealth. If anything, we're trying to reduce the middle class to a state of, you know, not having the wealth that really supports freedom. Because our Constitution and our freedoms, Alex, really depend on not having our digital data and our physical bodies and our money controlled by somebody else very centrally.
And should that even be surprising to us? You look at the Japanese feudal model, you look at the European continental model of the last 1,000 years, you look at the British model of the last 800, you look at all of these systems, it was written down in handbooks by the royalty and their lords to keep people at a subsistence level to make them more easily controlled. I mean, this is the way the world has always worked. It was only the Renaissance and the Enlightenment that reversed that. And then we saw all these inventions and technology and wealth and the non-existent middle class suddenly appeared.
Right. And now we have a new problem. And if we're going to build a new alternative to the New World Order, then we have to grapple with some of the issues that they're legitimately grappling with, which is we have new powerful communications and digital technology, and that technology, Alex, allows some groups to have phenomenally high learning speeds. And what has happened in this country is some people have shot way ahead and, you know, gone much faster, whereas other people have sat back and said, I don't want to change, but what I want is I want to continue to get my check. And so we've had a political process in this country which wasn't democracy. It was simply politicians buying electorates with their own money.
Stay there. Let's talk about that, because the elite are creating a giant domesticated mass that they can use as a weapon against the tiny middle class that's left. Then once they get rid of them, they remove the chicken feed from their slaves. Catherine Austin Fitz, Solari.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pressure from above, pressure from below. We're going right back to Catherine Austin Fitz here in just a moment with her discovery that the system knew that there was almost unlimited wealth generation capacity and that they didn't want that. Instead, they wanted to go in the opposite direction towards wealth destruction. What do the fake environmentalists say? What does Maurice Strong say? World government, global carbon taxes to shut off industrial development. But even if you don't like industrial development, there's so many other economies. They're stifling it all because that's how they control the economy. Don't forget, we premiered Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined last week to rave reviews. DVD available at Infowars.com. Your purchase makes this radio broadcast possible and funds this operation. And premiering today at PrisonPlanet.tv, the DVDs are already shipping. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, it's going to premiere at the end of the radio broadcast in an hour and a half. Okay, Catherine Austin Fitz. For those that just joined us, Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner for Bush 41, investment banker, portfolio strategy of over $300 billion in financial assets and liabilities. She's designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions herself. She, of course, was on the board of Dylan Reed and the just a top analyst out there. Such a great financial brain. We're honored to have her, Catherine. Continuing where we left off with, you have this awakening, you discover from the numbers that the system is designed to suppress wealth. Please continue.
Right. So I went through, it took me about 10 years to finish learning how to litigate successfully with the federal government. But what I discovered, Alex, is that real solutions are going to have to come from the grassroots. And the important question is not how do we turn this around, but how do we get energy turning it around? Because what we have to do, every person who's listening to this call is being drained by this process. And what we need to do is reverse the drain. We need to reverse the drain in our individual lives and then in our family and then our community, and it goes out. And so, you know, if you come to one of our websites, it says redeeming the monetary system one customer at a time. So we have to do this individually. Can't wait for the big solutions on how we're going to have to turn this around ourselves. And so the question I've been working on since then, in, you know, whether it's me personally or in my businesses, is how do I start to get back my power and how do I prevent the drain in my life? Because essentially, if you look at our money, we're all being harvested by the system. And so that's what we have to do is we need the wealth growing. And we need it in a way which it's growing in your pocket, in my pocket, in the pocket of everybody listening to this call. Okay? So if they want a wealth-destroying model, we want a wealth-building model. And the way you do that is by building your wealth and my wealth and the wealth of everybody on this phone call. Okay? So one of the things I'd like to do is to walk through, let's look at each person's time and our health and our money and just make some simple suggestions of what we can do to reverse the drain in our lives. And if all of us start to do it, it's going to have an unbelievably dramatic effect on shifting power and wealth out of the New World Order and much more into the grassroots. So let's just talk about an individual. And the first most important thing you have to do, Alex, is you have to protect your time, because time is so so valuable in this environment. And I just want to tell everyone, and they probably know it because they're listening to the Alex Jones Show, but we've got to get radical about getting unreliable in people, unreliable people and information out of our lives, particularly corporate media. I mean, if you look at what's going on, you don't even have the time to be entertained by the disinformation because it's such a complete waste of time. So please turn off corporate media. I want to tell you, you know, I often tell people to bank locally, and I'm often asked, you know, well, it's much more convenient, or isn't it really okay to bank at the big banks? And I just want to tell a story of what happened to me in the last week. In the last 3 days, my company has gotten hit by two unauthorized ACHs, electronic transfers from big banks. It's going to take us 5 to 7 hours this week just to reverse them. And it's not going to be a problem for us because we have a great local community bank. But that's the kind of tax these guys put on people. You know, you literally just wake up and they've taken money out of your account that's not authorized. It's incredible. And that's why you want to get as far away from these guys. You don't want them to have an authorization to dip into your account because then things like this are going to happen. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening
okay.
to you.
So get radical about getting these people out of any relationship with you that can eat up your time. Okay, so that's number one time. Number two is health. Get radical about environmental pollution. I just did a Soleri report on chemtrails just because I want people to understand the kind of poisoning that literally, you know, I have so many subscribers who take wonderful care of themselves. They're responsible about their health. You know, they eat the right food and everything, so they think they're okay. And we need to understand we're not, and whether it's chemtrails or vaccines or any all the things you've covered, these really are enormous stresses and strains on our immune system and a buildup of toxicity that can really hurt a person. And I'm an investment advisor, Alex, and there's nothing that will hurt your financial position more than bad health. I mean, bad health is really the cause of more bankruptcies and financial problems in this country than anything else.
Well, since you're cueing me to interrupt, I'm trying to be polite because I want to hear what you have to say. I'll interrupt. And again, I'm not
no,
up here on a mountain.
You're being quiet, Alex. It's unnerving.
No, but I don't want to sit up here on a mountain because I'm certainly not as healthy as I should be. But absolutely, you know, the Bible says that. You've got to get your temple clean and yourself clean first before you can start fixing your life and then your city, your county, your state, the world. And so we've all, number one, got to feel good about ourselves, realize that this Madison Avenue system is there to make us feel insecure so they can then sell us their false illusions. We've got to feel good about ourselves. We've got to get our relationship with God going again. And we've got to realize that we've got to take action against this evil and just start taking a walk every morning. Start eating healthier. Stop drinking fluoridated water. I mean, there's a reason, and the evidence has been very clear on this for
right.
new listeners.
We've reached the point where if you walk into the average, you know, typical grocery store, the food is not safe to eat. You know, it's amazing.
And that's done by design. I mean, the globalists are poisoning the
yeah.
food and water. They have genetically engineered the crops. Every major crop they found just so happens to make you sick, just so happens to give you stomach problems, just so happens to reduce fertility. No, they've been caught engineering it into these. I mean,
right.
they know what they're doing.
If you have any doubt about this, there's a wonderful DVD made in 2006. It's up online. You can get it on my blog. It's called Killer at Large. And it really focuses on what they're doing to the children with the food. And I, you know, particularly if your kids or grandkids, please watch Killer at Large. You know, there's another great one, Super Size Me. There are lots of great DVDs on the food system, but making sure that you and your family have fresh food and clean water without fluoridation and all the chemicals is so, so important. And then I would include in the health area the ability to protect yourself. So getting the proper training in, you know, if you want to bear arms, great. Protecting the right to bear arms. And doing whatever you have to do to protect yourself. Now, for people who are in a county where you have a great sheriff and you can communicate with your sheriff and you have the right sheriff and police support, that's great. But more and more, Alex, many of us are not, you know, in that. We, 2 years ago, we had to organize to all the women, or I shouldn't say all the women, a whole bunch of us in the Hickory Valley Women's Club went out, bought guns, got training, got our permits. And, you know, there was lots of jokes about everybody who was married to somebody in the Hickory Valley Women's Club had to sleep with a bulletproof vest. But, you know, we haven't had any problems since then. So So part of health in this environment is making sure you know how to protect yourself and your family, and that probably is going to require some training and some time. Then the third category after time and health is money. And there are so many things we can do with our money to completely shift, you know, stop the drain from happening, because the inflation, Alex, is killing us. And it's funny because I constantly say to subscribers, why have your money in a money market account when you can put your money in tangibles? Any non-perishable that you know you're going to use in the next 2 years, if you buy it now, given the inflation, I mean, we've seen food prices up 6% or more so far this year. So if you put it in a non-perishable and just let the value of that inventory go up, then, in fact, you don't have to pay tax on that capital gain, and you're getting a much better yield than you are in the money market. So there's a fundamental shift going on between tangibles and financial assets. Tangibles are just going to keep getting more and more valuable, and that has a radical impact on how we think of our investments. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you need to be diversified, and what they mean by that is you need to have different kinds of corporate securities in your brokerage account. That's nonsense. What you need to do is have money outside of the brokerage system and be much more invested in tangibles and carry much less debt, because debt has risks involved. You know, I may be getting a higher yield on my investments than I'm paying on my mortgage, but there are real risks associated to having with debt, and now as people are losing their jobs, we're all discovering that. So it's very important, Alex, to get radical about lowering our overhead and radical about lowering our debt.
Getting rid of things we don't need, focusing on what's important, and finding out you didn't need most of this junk. What you really need is your freedom. Now, going back, though, comprehensive annual financial reports, we know this started in Chicago in the 40s. It was adopted nationwide in the 50s, a double set of books, county, city, school districts, water districts, universities, federal departments. They have a real set of books that are their investments, and then they have their supposed budget, which they always have a shortfall on, but that's only a small part of what they're doing. And now they've tricked the counties, the cities, the public pension funds, the private pension funds, and others to invest in the derivatives, in the banks, because they were getting a good return. Now we hear all these states...
Well, they thought they were getting a good return. They were getting a good return until they started to lose money.
Exactly, but that was the big setup. And so now we've got Bloomberg and others reporting the federal regulators are ordering the public pension funds to, quote, invest in failed banks. Since when can regulators order the heads of the pension funds to invest in, quote, failed banks? That sounds like a pretty bad investment.
Well, somebody comes to me and says, look, I've done everything I can to turn around the drain in my, you know, on my own finances and my family. I've got extra time. I want to be involved in my community. The first thing I say is, you know, the New World Order is pulling a ton of money out of your community through local, state, and government, through the pension funds. And if you can simply understand the game, bring transparency, and start to turn that around, the opportunities for wealth creation are absolutely phenomenal, Alex. And it's just so huge that no one can even imagine how big it is. But I agree with you. If you look at our state and local government finances, let's start with a simple one. The job engine in this country is small business, okay? So you have great local families with great local businesses, whether they're banks or stores or other operations in your community. They are the job engine. They are the thing that's keeping your community going in many respects. And if you look at the government bank deposits, the government investments, the government contracts, the government purchases, those are going not to those great local businesses, the great businesses in the state that could it. They're going out to places like Wall Street. So I always use the example of the food stamp program here in Tennessee. We have counties in Tennessee, Alex, that have 25% unemployment rate. But meantime, we are outsourcing our data servicing and customer support on our state food stamp program. Are you ready for this? To JP Morgan Chase in India. So jobs that could be being done in Tennessee and counties where there's, because these are digital, you can shoot these with telecommunications anywhere.
Exactly. Even the bureaucracy to deliver the welfare of dependency has been globalized to make sure that none of the money ever gets back to the community.
Right. So, and nobody connects the dots because that knowledge, those databases.
Well, here's another example I saw in the AP last week with a Texas case and the legislators complaining. They're taking existing roads, giving stimulus money to Centra of Spain to come in and put toll roads on it and paying them stimulus money to put the toll road gates and license plate reading cameras in. And it came out that's illegal to use stimulus money for a toll road, but they just don't care. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, in my little town of Hickory Valley, there was a proposal to put up a cell tower at our city hall and use a government grant to do it when private parties were going to own it. But the government was going to pay, I think, for half of it. It's unbelievable. So, you know, the money is clearly out of control, and I think, you know, we're seeing incredible polls in the last 2 weeks. Rasmussen polls basically in election between Ron Paul and Obama today, they're basically even. And we've seen other polls, Alex, showing that people of all parts of the political spectrum agree more with the Tea Parties than they agree with any political party, Republican or Democrat. And so you're watching a very powerful unification start to happen around, you know, Americans' belief in the Constitution and the importance of running the money clean, you know, simple, basic issues. And now with April 15th behind us, nobody wants taxation without representation, which is really where we've gotten with the bailouts and now with the health care bill. And so I think you're starting to see a very powerful new consensus emerge in America, which is our real opportunity, saying, wait a minute, you know, this system has no legitimacy. It has no legitimacy under the Constitution. It has no legitimacy under the law. And the funny thing, the conundrum, the weakest, you remember in Star Wars, was it Star Wars where they have the hole in the Death Star? The Death Star has one vulnerability?
Yes.
Let me tell you where the vulnerability is for the New World Order. You know, the hole in their Death Star. And that is that as a bureaucracy, they have promoted all sorts of wonderful things, the most wonderful being the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and the second most wonderful being all sorts of fiduciary laws related to the money. And if you look at their operation, they are in direct and intentional violation to criminal standards on those two laws. And what is happening that's so powerful is the Tea Party group, the, you know, sort of the other people rising up and saying, this is wrong, have embraced constitutional principles, the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and all the fiduciary laws related to money. And so you've got a very interesting switch of what the Chinese call the mandate of heaven, because the Tea Party and Ron Paul and his group have got the mandate of heaven according to, you know, hundreds of years old traditional American values and American law.
Let me just interrupt. I mean, to boil it down, the banks, the offshore corporations are engaged in a hostile corporate takeover. It's purely illegal. They raise our taxes for corporate welfare to be paid to them by the government. They also come in and buy off the city managers to invest most of our tax money in their derivatives. So that's another tax to the private banks. It's illegal. And now the people are finally waking up and going, wait a minute, a bunch of Madoff criminals, Ken Lay types, are
right,
running our society.
Right, and let me tell you what people are waking up to, because people have known it was criminal for a long time, and the question was always what we do about it. But they're coming to the same point I came to in 1998, which was, you know, this thing is so perverted and is so without any, you know, it's so empty of any meaning and values. I want nothing to do with it, and I would rather be out in the wilderness. I'd rather die in the wilderness than be part of the New World Order.
Stay there.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The oligarchs, the Anglo-American establishment, have written hundreds of books, thousands of white papers, bragging about the system they're setting up. And people 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago would warn the public, and they would laugh at them. But because people have been out there telling the truth, now that world government's being openly announced, people are going, whoa, this was real, and they're seeing that it's predatory. You know, I get these emails all the time about, it'll be like Star Trek. I'm a humanist. It's the next level of humanity. No more wars. We'll all be together. No, it's a global government waging war on you, humanity. That's what these people out there that support world government, the useful idiots, don't understand. And powerful words from Catherine Austin Fitz at the end of that segment saying, I'd rather die than be in the New World Order. I wanted her to be able to finish that statement and then continue through this segment and the next. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, what I was saying was I was in the middle of litigation in Washington in 1998 when I made the decision. And, Alex, everything was corrupt. I was dealing with folks from the Department of Justice and the courts and my own attorneys, and it just went on and on and on and on. And there was, at one point, I finally realized these people don't believe in the law of any kind. You know, they just... It's what Leonard Cohen said, they're blinded by the beauty of their weapons. And ultimately, an economy and a civilization can't be based on force and greed. That's not enough to keep something going. And, you know, if you look at the great empires throughout history, they had something more than simply guns and greed. And so, and I remember saying, look, we need another plan. This is not going to work, and I would rather be dead than be part of it because it's too perverted. I mean, it's just, if you look at the sexual practices, if you look at the cultural practices, it's just too perverted. Now, let me speak in defense of some of the top guys. What they say is the crowd always votes with the criminals. You know the story of the crucifixion. You were talking about Jesus and the money changer. You know, Jesus gets hauled off by the the Romans at the request of the priest.
Give us Barabbas!
Right, and the Romans know it's very bad karma to kill Jesus, so they offer the crowd the option of the criminal or Jesus, and the crowd lets the criminal off. And if you look throughout history, what the guys at the top will say, look, the crowd is easy to manipulate. The guy that will buy them with their own money always wins. And so that's the
fundamental. What I was about to say. I've had high-level elitists openly tell me over the years, look, Alex, this is the way the world is. You might as well join it and try to do some good in the evil system because this is just the way it is. But once you have that attitude, it just races downhill into Nazi Germany.
Right, and that's the problem. And suddenly, it's funny, I gave a presentation in London many years ago about sort of what was happening in this country, and there was a guy who I'm pretty sure they had sort of sent over to discredit me after I spoke. And I gave a paper called The Myth of the Rule of Law, which is quite good, and it was quite fair and everything. And this guy just turned redder and redder as he was listening to me speak. And finally, when it was over, he just burst out and he said, "You don't understand." He said, we can't depend on people to be responsible. So we just can't depend on them to be responsible. And I turned to him and I said, "So that's why you destroy all the people who are?" And because really what all this has been used to justify just taking and theft and bad behavior on their part. And Alex, he jumped up and walked out of the conference and never came back. So I guess he figured he couldn't discredit me and was instead deeply disturbed. But there is a chicken and egg problem. And that's why I believe that significant efforts in the grassroots to shift this thing can shift it, because there's so many people who work in government and corporations and large organizations who don't want it to go to this. They don't want a slavery system.
Yeah, people who have children and people who love humanity. I mean, I've seen so many people who've been abused who then become abusers. It's like, well, I've been cheated, so I'm going to cheat somebody else. But then when I get cheated, I fight to stop others from being cheated. I mean, there's just so many twisted people out there. We'll be back. Final segment with our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Max, what did you do with the remote? Now what am I going to do? I guess I can go online to find a new one. Okay, here's a site, replacementremotes.com. Let us repair or replace any remote control. Well, I guess they can't repair this one. Thanks, Max. Wow, they have my original remote and an exact replacement that doesn't need programming. Hey, Max, here's a deal. I can use the coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. Replacementremotes.com has all my remotes for my TVs and accessories. I can order online at replacementremotes.com or call them at 336-377-2220. I wonder if they sell dog toys.
For all your remote control needs, visit replacementremotes.com at 336-377-2220.
Replacementremotes.com, replacementremotes.com. If you need a remote control, replacementremotes.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. Final segment. Catherine, there's this article in the London Guardian today, new global FAT tax to rein in banks, and they say it's a VAT on all transactions, and the nations are all passing laws to comply. Gordon Brown says it's a global governance, and the top banks will now put taxes on all other financial transactions and give themselves the money, and they're billing it all over the news as a way to get the rich bankers. I mean, they really are slick how they pass all their different takeover operations in the name of getting the rich guys. I mean, they are really duplicitous, but I guess they've got the Guardian and the AP and others working for them.
You know, the Matrix is, trillions of dollars are spent on getting the Matrix to look, you know, Disney World has taught these guys a lot. So, you know, but there's a great amount of money made to make the system look legitimate, you know, up to and including the lawsuit against Goldman Sachs.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. We're almost out of time. I believe it's because there's so much heat. It's civil. They can now have a 3-4 year investigation, give somebody a $5 million fine, slap somebody on the wrist, and use the investigation to smokescreen all the state investigations.
Well, I think it's complex. I think there are multiple agendas going on, but there's no doubt about it. I think the reason this one got through is these latest polls that show Ron Paul, even with Obama or the Tea Party representing American, most American people more than either political party. I think Washington is in real trouble, and Washington is trying to say, no, 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 this wasn't us, this was Wall Street, which is clearly a bunch of bunk. But coming into the election, Washington has a real problem. The Democrats have a real problem, because if you look at the Glass-Steagall and the derivatives, it was all Rubin and Clinton. And we see literally Clinton in testimony, you know, this last week saying, oh, I was wrong to listen to Rubin and Summers, you know, hint, hint, the Goldman guy. So you've got real, I call it the Midianite thing after the story in the Old Testament of the Midianites taking over Israel, and they Gideon's army attacks, and the Midianites jump up in the dark and kill each other. And we're literally watching the Midianites kill each other now as they start looking for scapegoats coming in the election.
So you're saying it's so bad for them, they may even throw a few of their minions overboard.
Oh, they're going to throw a lot. And that's the opportunity. If you make a deck of cards, I want you to make a deck of cards that are basically the 50 most ridiculous people in the New World Order and make fun of them, because the more we make fun, the ones who are going to get shot are the ones we make fun of. They have excess capacity. So what you're going to watch is they're going to start turning against each other.
Yeah, because really they're all a bunch of hateful creatures anyways. Any excuse to, well, I throw him over, I'll move up the pyramid.
Right. There's no loyalty among rats, and that is our opportunity. If we can be part of something, and that's what I said before, there are so many wonderful people who are working in government, are working in large corporations, are working in state and local government, that are looking at what is going on. They're absolutely appalled, and they need... You know, they need more and more of us offering something which is constitutional, which is lawful,
absolutely,
and which is wealth-building to attract them into.
We've only got 1 minute left. Do you agree with me that they're setting the stage for false flag terror to be blamed on tea parties? I mean, they're really, really beating the drum right now.
They're trying so hard, and the harder they try, the more ridiculous they look. And so they're going to keep trying. It's going to fail completely, and I hope they just keep talking that way, because the more they talk that way, the funnier they look.
It is getting ridiculous. It is getting ridiculous when you say, you don't like the banks looting you. You hate black people. You want to blow up federal buildings.
It's not working. It's not working. So I hope they keep doing it, because the reason Ron Paul is pulled into head-to-head now with Obama is because of these tactics and how they're failing. People are smart, Alex. It is amazing how little violence you see across this country. It is amazing, because people have learned that will be used the wrong way. And so the people are really smart about how they are exercising their disobedience to the New World Order. So, you know, we're for law, we're for wealth, and they're against it. And,
absolutely.
And that's where
Catherine, we're out of time. Incredible interview. Thank you for spending time with us. God bless you.
Alex, you're the best.
You're the best.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions.
If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he has survived a lengthy battle with cancer. He just got a new bladder using his intestines. He's a tough guy. He's in the hospital bed right now. Ted Gunderson. He entered the Federal Bureau of Investigation in December 51. He served in Mobile, Knoxville, New York City, Albuquerque offices. He held posts as assistant special agent in charge in New Haven and Philadelphia, as the chief inspector and special agent in charge of the Memphis and Dallas division. In 77, Gunderson took his last position as senior special agent in charge of the Los Angeles division. And when he retired, he was chosen as Law Enforcement Officer of the Year in America by AFL-CIO Metal Trade Council. And it just goes on and on from there. And Ted Gunderson literally exposed big cases that even came out in the newspaper with the CIA, with giant child kidnapping rings, Satanist control grids. And he talked about this 25 years ago, even though he had the evidence, people laughed. Now it just comes out and comes out. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all these pedophile politicians, pedophile priests. This is the Dine Corps running the CPS in many counties in the country. I mean, it is nightmarish. So he joins us from his hospital bed, and we appreciate Ted Gunderson joining us to talk about the Tea Parties, false flag terror, OKC Terror 2. He, inside the FBI, saw COINTELPRO. He's an expert who can explain what it is. And in his view, I talked to him earlier, that it's being used against patriots today. Ted Gunderson, good to have you with us.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you very much for giving me a call. And you know me, I'm glad to share any information I have with anybody that wants to listen to long enough. So,
Ted, that's awesome. Your phone was coming in great earlier. It's overdriving a bit. Can you back off of it a bit?
Yeah, is this better now?
That is awesome, sir. Thanks a million. Okay, tell us a little bit about the FBI, the positions you held, and COINTELPRO. And I know laying there in your hospital bed, you've probably seen Clinton saying, gee, I hope the rhetoric settles down, because if people don't stop criticizing Obama, it's going to be their fault when a federal building blows up. And we know they've now caught the Democrat operatives with Nazi signs in the Tea Parties. Do you agree they're building up towards stage terror?
Absolutely. I've said this for 30-some-odd years. Absolutely no question about it. This whole terrorist movement is designed in order to, was designed to bring on the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and take away many of our constitutional rights and liberties legally, as they say, by passing these laws. And as you know, Alex, the Patriot Act was passed at three. It was substituted. The real act was had been approved by 36 members of the Judiciary Committee, and it was to be voted on that particular morning by Congress. And at 3 o'clock in the morning of that morning that it was to be voted on, George W. Bush came in with his own version, a 300-page version of the Patriot Act, and substituted it for the other one, and then our congressman voted on an act that nobody had ever read. And, you know, what does it do? Look what it does. It by a direct violation of the Constitution in a number of areas, the freedom of speech, the due process, and then it just goes on and on and on. And that's what it's all about. This terrorist movement in this country today is government coordinated, the covert, I call it the criminal government enterprise is behind this whole thing, the shadow government. The Nazis, as you say, there's no question about it, the spiritual war. It dovetails into satanic activity and the pedophilia and framing the congressmen and senators in the Nebraska case, which I worked with former Senator John DeCamp, and on and on and on. Oklahoma City was the inside job, 911's inside job. The World Trade Center car bombing February 26, 1993, the FBI was not only involved in it, they knew in advance. This is in the New York Times, October 28, 1993, by the way. They knew in advance, the FBI did, about the bombing. And they had an informant in with the group, and he was told to put the bomb together. He went to his FBI superiors, and he said, "We're going to use a dummy bomb, aren't we?" And his FBI superior said, "No, we're going to use a real bomb." So the FBI not only knew in advance that they were going to bomb the World Trade Center car bomb in 1993, they furnished ingredients for the bomb. Now, what more evidence do you want? Then that came out during the trial because the informant, the FBI informant, wore a body mark when he met with the terrorists. And unknown to the FBI, he wore a body mark when he met with the FBI, and that's what probably kept him.
Yeah, that was Ahmad Salam. I mean, he knew that they were setting him up, and so he went in and said, "Look, you're saying go ahead with the bombing. You did this. Why are you doing this? We were supposed to bust them." And the FBI said, "No, it goes forward." Now, again, we're very honored to have you, Ted, and you're going 100 miles an hour, which is great because you're so full of information. Everything he's saying is backed up and documented from my own research. But let's go back now and be sure and back off that phone for me. Let's go back to your awakening in the FBI, what you saw with COINTELPRO, what it is, and how you see them trying to now frame the Tea Parties, how they're prepping the public and the media for terror attacks to discredit people that are trying to stop the New World Order.
Well, I was very active in the COINTELPRO program, particularly back in the 1960s during the Vietnam War. You know, we used it against them, and it was very effective, and it's very effective today, and they're using it today. But what they're doing today makes the old COINTELPRO program by the FBI back in the 60s look like a Sunday school class. These guys today are unbelievable. I mean, they're brazen, they're violating the law, they're coming out and trying to set people up. I'm a perfect example of it. They tried to set me up in 1982 with a drug deal with a girl named Pam Fawcett, and she came over to my side and told me that they were trying to set me up, and I gave her a polygraph examination, and she passed it. And then I took a signed statement, I sent it back to Washington, and it was unbelievable activity on their part, just trying to set me up on a drug operation. And all they want to do is just discredit me, derail me.
Well, tell people what COINTELPRO is, and when you were involved in it. As you said, that was light compared to what's going on now. What it is?
Well, what COINTELPRO program is, it's a disinformation, major disinformation program. And I'll give you an example. In the Black Panthers, back in the 60s, we sent an anonymous letter to the Secretary Treasurer of the Black Panthers party there in New Haven, Connecticut, and told him that the chairman of the Black Panthers party was having an affair with his wife. We sent a letter at the same time to the chairman told him that the Secretary Treasurer was stealing money from the Panthers, and it causes disruption within the ranks, and it causes dissension among the troops. So that's just an example of it.
And that's the kind of stuff I go through, just, and I know you've gone through it, just constant lies, constant stories, just throwing as much garbage as they can at anybody that's actually getting something done.
That's right. That's right. And that, and they've done that to me. I mean, if you go on the internet, you see people like Stu Webb, who was an FBI informant, who actually took, I took him in, housed him, clothed him for 7 months, gave him a car for, with gasoline in it, bought him a suit. He had no place to go. He was looking for a place to stay for 4 days. I took him in. He stayed for 7 months and he ended up being an FBI informant against me. And, he stole from me. He stole, all kinds of material and research from me. And then he goes out now and he goes on the internet, this guy Stu Webb, and he tells, the people that I'm a, I was practicing, I'm a practicing Satanist, that I was kicked out of the FBI for practicing satanic ceremonies in the federal building. And that's kind of junk.
Well, I don't even really know that guy, but I mean, the issue is they call my wife up on unlisted numbers and tell her what her and I have been talking about on the phone. And then women call up saying I've gotten her, them pregnant. So it's just standard stuff, going on. But you're saying today it's much worse. What do you see them doing with the Tea Party? Cause it's, every news channel is saying we're all racist Klan members and we're going to blow federal buildings up. The news is all saying I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. Break that down.
Well, what they're doing is they've infiltrated every group in America. They've got their own people in there, their own informants, their own provocateurs in there, and they're going to stir them up. They're going to come up with the idea. Their provocateurs are going to come up with the idea of doing some violent acts and then try to set up the Tea Party itself for these violent acts. And then, of course, that's when the FBI will come in and arrest everybody, and let their people go, the people that set it up, they'll be pretend like the prosecuting mill has disappeared out the back door, and that'll be it.
Well, that's like Atari up in Michigan. They're now saying that their FBI agent and informant were part of the nine-member group, but they still arrested all of them. But some of them are being held at other facilities, so we'll see them be released out the back door later.
Absolutely. They'll release their own people, and then they'll go along another part of the country and work in with another group under another name and start all over again. Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, they've even caught the Democrats telling people to go out and dress like Nazis and go to tea parties. But more and more of this is coming out. I mean, do you think the New World Order's in trouble?
Well, I hope that they're in trouble, because their people are waking up. And when I started talking about this like 30 years ago, I got out of the FBI in 1979. When I started talking about this 30 years ago and I came up and went public with this, people thought I was a kook, I was nuts, I was a conspiracy theorist. But now people are saying, looking back, you were right. And people are saying that to me on almost a daily basis. So I think people are waking up to what's going on, thanks to shows like yours, Alex, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, sir. But I go back over your research. I mean, you broke major cases that came out in the newspaper, but then the investigation would get shut down, where the Finders case, with the CIA openly running child porn, everything else. I mean, you guys were busting them with the kids. I mean, you really have been tireless out there, and now we know that literally it's like a satanic pedophile guild at the top. Well, let's talk about that when we come back and how these people operate and what their new world order is, what they want to build with Ted Gunderson. He ran the Southern California LA division, one of the biggest posts of the FBI in the country, a special agent in charge, and he exposed the whole thing. We'll be right back with Ted Gunderson from his hospital bed.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Ted Gunderson, senior FBI agent, retired, fighting the New World Order for decades, is our guest. And he just had his bladder removed, and he's fighting, he's defeated cancer, so his doctor may come in any time, and he'll have to get off and call us back. But Ted Gunderson, short segment right now, long segment coming up. From your FBI training, from your research, a lot of your predictions you made over the decades unfortunately came true. How do you see the feds and the globalists from their pre-programming on the news? Because they always pre-program, and I know you've been watching it, because we talked before you went on air. What type of attacks should we look out for to demonize the Patriot movement?
Well, first of all, they're going to make all kinds of wild allegations, like we mentioned Stu Webb, being an FBI informant. He said I was practicing satanic ceremonies in a federal building, which is the reason I was dismissed from the FBI, which is not true. They're going to use all kinds of disinformation like that against each one of us. Like, I think they've accused you of being involved in pot or something else, Alex. And a lot of crazy stuff. And, so they use those tactics, and then they are going to use their own infiltrators into the various groups. There was a supervisor, FBI supervisor out of Albuquerque, made a statement publicly that the FBI had infiltrated every Patriot movement in the country. Well, they have. They got their informants out there. I know, because back in the late 60s when I was active in the, against the Black Panthers, we were in, and also the Communist Party, we had members and people that were informants for us within every group in America, so they can go in there and disrupt the operation, make plans for a terrorist act of some sort, and then blame it on the infiltrators and so forth. So it goes on and on and on. It's a vicious circle. And, you know, like, for example, you mentioned the children that were that was being, I worked with Johnny Kemp on this case in Nebraska back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, where they were flying children out of Omaha, Nebraska. They were driving them to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, putting them in private jets, flying them to Washington, D.C. for sex, or you were congressmen and senators. Well, then Rusty Nelson, the fish photographer, who I interviewed, by the way, and I have him on tape, would take pictures, and then they'd blackmail the congressmen and senators, tell them how to vote. And that's what's happening in America today. And we don't have enough people like Kucinich and Ron Paul standing up. And these other people have all been, many of them have been blackmailed through children and through sex and through drugs and what have you. And, of course, they're only interested in being reelected for the most part. So
from your research, I mean, what percentage, how does the power structure work? Is it a mixture of pedophiles, Satanists, occultists? Because, I mean, every time, I was never expecting to find this, every time I do research, we run into Satanism, pedophilia, devil worship, occultism. I mean, it's really just a bunch of lunatics.
Oh, absolutely, but they're well organized, and they're fascist. We are dealing with a bunch of Nazi, fascist, evil people, and they are lunatics, but they're well organized. They know what they're doing. They have a master plan. It's called the Illuminati, and we're in a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war all the way. And so people need to wake up to what's actually going on. By the way, Alex, I have a I have 52. Since I retired, I've written 52 reports. I don't write books; I write reports. 6,500 pages of my reports are available to the public. It's just on a CD. And you mentioned Oklahoma City earlier. Well, I've got my whole...
Yeah, I want to get into that. I want to tell folks they can go to tedgunderson.net, tedgunderson.net, and get that CD with all your invaluable reports. This is important information. Gunderson is spelled G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, tedgunderson.net. Let's start getting into that report.
Well, that report, Alex, I've written reports on 911. I've written reports on Oklahoma City, which we'll go into more in detail, I guess, later on in the show. I've written reports on the car bombing of the World Trade Center in 93, and so on and so forth. And also on CIA child kidnapping operation by the Finders, which, and I have this report on the Finders, a dynamite report. It documents that the CIA is involved in kidnapping children, selling them for up to $50,000 each, at auctions around the country. And I've given this report to the FBI on half a dozen times. And they completely ignore me. And instead of going out and investigating this and other matters that I've brought to their attention, they're investigating me and tried to set me up on, as I said earlier on your show, on a drug operation with this girl named Pam Fawcett. And they tried to set me up. They tried to set me up for criminal violations. It hadn't worked so far. And I'm not going to work because I'm not going to violate the law. But this is their tactic, and they want to get, you know, they want to discredit me. And as a matter of fact, I visit Mike Reconosciuto, an inmate at Terminal Island on a regular basis. Mike was the person who developed the barometric bomb on used in Oklahoma City. He's a CIA scientist for some 20 years.
Well, stay there. Let's get into Ted. We've got a break. Teddy Anderson joining us from his hospital bed. He's just had his bladder removed from cancer. And tough guy there in the hospital bed. Firing away with the info weapons. We'll be right back with Ted Gunderson, FBI retired. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we're premiering it at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. The FEMA camps are real. We have the video. We have the government documents. We have the mainstream news articles. We have the congressional testimony. We have the executive orders. We have the riot police and troops being used against citizens, the military checkpoints, the Hardin, Montana situation, the underwear bombing proven to be a false flag, interviews with eyewitnesses. It's all in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. The DVDs are shipping out. Order them at Infowars.com with the expanded extras, and that supports us. Or you can also become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95. Takes about a minute to sign up. You can share your passcode with up to six people. PrisonPlanet.tv, premiering in 30 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. An Invisible Empire, this great new film, also came out next week, last week. And it is available, the whole New World Order system, how they operate their crimes, government drug dealing, white slavery, the whole New World Order system. And the truth is what sets us free. The public is ready to be awakened right now. Get both the films at Infowars.com and go to TedGunderson.net and support him and get that CD with thousands and thousands of pages of documentation reports he's filed to the public. Ted, let's run through Oklahoma City and not just COINTELPRO, with Clinton and others saying there's going to be another attack, and even Michael Savage is now coming out saying Obama, he believes, is going to stage a terror attack. Limbaugh has almost gone that far, saying that they're going to try to blame it on us. So the public, this isn't 1993 or 95. The public is getting wise to false flag terror. So let's talk about Oklahoma City, understand the past, you know, the present and the future, and then let's look at what type of big terror attacks. Obama says the number one threat is nukes going off, and what you know about suitcase nukes. Ted Gunderson.
Well, you know, when Oklahoma City occurred, I had a call from Mike Reconestuto. I mentioned Mike's name a few moments ago. Mike told me that the Oklahoma City bombing was not a fertilizer bomb. It was his bomb that he developed when he was with the CIA for 20 years. And it's called the electrohydrodynamic gaseous fuel device. Now, anybody with any sense knows anything about fertilizer bombs. You don't even have to know anything about it, but you know that a fertilizer bomb did not destroy half of that building, which is what they claimed in Oklahoma City. So Mike called and told me this, and so I started researching it, and I found out and learned I'll call it a barometric bomb. This bomb was actually developed back in the 1980s under the Ronald Reagan administration. And the night that it was tested in Area 51, I was with a group of people in Palm Springs waiting for the results. It was so powerful, they underestimated the strength. It was so powerful that one of the scientists died and the two others were injured. And then it was highly classified. It is highly classified, still is to this day. And Reagan put a high classification on it, top secret, not to be developed or to furnish to anybody, any other sources, and so on and so forth. And this was actually the bomb that was used in Oklahoma City. Now, my research didn't stop there. I found out the contract number for this bomb. It was developed by Hercules Manufacturing, which was Mike Reconocido's company. He actually developed the bomb. And it was manufactured by Dinah Nobel out of Salt Lake City. I wrote to Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey and with the contract number and said, I want to copy the contract. This is public source information, by the way. And they came back and said, there's no such contract in our record. And so that was an outright lie because I had the contract number itself. And so they're right there. Now, in June of 1995, right after the bombing, Bill Clinton gave a speech in Hanover, New Hampshire, and he said that the bomb and used in Oklahoma City was a miracle of technology. Now, the government, in the meantime, is telling us that the fertilizer bomb was used in Oklahoma City, and now Clinton comes out and says it was a miracle of technology. This is all well documented in the American Free Press, by the way. So, you have a major, major cover-up. I made two trips to Oklahoma City out of my pocket and checked into this case. And there's absolutely no question about it. It was a government operation. In the meantime, Terry Nichols, one of the co-defendants in the case, has filed an affidavit with the U.S. District Court in Salt Lake City that Larry Potts, number two man in the FBI at the time, was the person who orchestrated the Oklahoma City bombing.
And then McVeigh was working for Black Ops, and we had Jane Graham on yesterday, who was on the ninth floor, and she said she saw McVeigh going up and down the elevator. She saw guys with gray sticks of butter and wiring, and we know police officers said they saw the same thing, like Terrence Yakey. Then he basically got, you know, killed. All of this going on. And you have the building blown out, not in, and you've got, at the same time, Clinton saying it's going to happen again, and not even a veiled threat saying it's going to be blamed on the Tea Parties.
Right. That's right. It's all a Zomar Park master plan in order to come to declare martial law. We know that they've got guillotines scattered around, at least 30,000 guillotines in I think they're in Atlanta right now. We have coffins that are stockpiled in Georgia. It just so happens that in 1995, the state legislature in Georgia passed a law. They would allow inmates who were given the life, the death sentence, to be executed by guillotine.
That's right. More than a decade ago, you said they were stockpiling plastic coffins everywhere, and now they're on the news, and they admit they're stockpiling them everywhere.
That's right. That's right. Georgia, 1995, passed this law, which allowed them to bring guillotines and also coffins into Georgia, as an excuse now that they prepped in anticipation of doing this on a national basis, I believe. And, absolutely, no question about it. And, it goes on and on and on. And by the way, I might mention this also in the Fireman's Magazine, September 1995. The editor wrote an article about Oklahoma City, and the information he obtained for the article came from the Oklahoma City Fire Department. And in that article, it says that four different conventional bombs were removed from that building, from the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. Four conventional bombs were removed. So I think that what happened is that the barometric bomb went off, and it was to be followed by four other bombs that would have completely destroyed that building, but they did, for some reason or other, the other four bombs did not go off because they had to remove them. And they stopped the rescue process for like 5 hours while they ran in there and brought a bunch of files out of Oklahoma City. And then, of course, we know about Terrence Yagi. They said that he committed suicide. That's pretty tough to do because he had 13, by the way, injuries to him, including to his arms. And I think on his neck, and of course he was shot, and there was blood in his car, and his body was like, I forget, I think a mile off the highway or something along that, so a good distance off the highway. So, you know, that's all part of the cover-up. Yagi had, I talked to his wife at one time, and he had a video. He was a video buff, and he had a video camera right there at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, and he came over and started taking pictures with his video, and they wanted that. The New World Order boys wanted those pictures from his camera in order to quash the next.
Well, that's right. We've interviewed Colonel Craig Roberts, who was a police officer also in the area, who talked to his partner. And the last time Terrence Yakey, cop of the year for saving all those people in the building, was heard from, he was going to his secret storage facility outside the police department out in the country where he had these materials. And he said, I'm being followed by feds. And then they found his body. He'd been tortured to death trying to find out where that video was. And we had all those other video cameras from the local bank and the YMCA that the government declared national security on and wouldn't release from the Oklahoma City bombing. As close as you can tell from your research, and it did come out in mainstream newspapers that the FBI head of counterterrorism was there for the week before, was there the day of the bombing. He'd lied about that. He'd said that he'd flown up from Dallas that day, that morning. But it turns out he is lying. But then you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center in declassified documents running Elohim City. You've got McVeigh there. You've got Andre Strassmeyer there. You've got all these people. From your research, as best you can tell, how was the operation run?
How was it run, you say?
Yes, sir.
Well, when you say how was it run, I mean, there was an inside investigator told me, an investigator for the defense, by the way, told me there were at least 11 other people involved in it. So it took a team of people in order to pull this off. You can't just run a truck in with fertilizer bomb and explode it. And
well, that's what Jane Graham said. She said there were Army guys in McVeigh crawling all over the building.
That's right. That's right. So it was, you know, it was well planned. And it was well run. They were real professionals. So these guys know what they're doing. But the only trouble is that the four conventional bombs didn't explode, so they didn't bring the whole building down, which jinxed their overall plan to bring the building down. But anyway, at least we have the documentation in that magazine article. But, you know, I've got this report. It's a 222-page Oklahoma City report. It's in my CD. It's in among 52 other reports. And this report is available, Alex, for $35. All my reports, 6,500 pages of reports, including 911, Oklahoma City and what have you, and the Nebraska case and Finders, the child kidnapping by the CIA. Excuse me. And these are available to the public. If you folks want to send $35 to me, you want me to give my address, Alex, or what?
Absolutely, and the address is at tedgunderson.net, correct?
Yeah, that's the, but send $35 and I'll send you this CD, and then I want you to make copies of this CD and get it out to your friends, because this is all documentation we're talking about here on the radio show.
Absolutely, and you deserve the support as well. Give out the address.
Yeah, okay, just send $35 to Ted Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 6230. 6230 A, like Apple, Wilshire, Wilshire Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, 90048. That's Ted Gunderson, 6230 A, Wilshire, Wilshire Boulevard, number 6, LA, California, 90048. Send me $35. I'll get this CD out to you right away. And then I want you to make copies and get copies to your friends. This is the best documentation that I can come up with. It's all my reports. 222 pages of dust just on Oklahoma City alone. I also have 911 in there. The FBI was alerted to 911, I might mention, on March the 20th, 2001, 6 months prior to 911. They were a fellow in the FBI named Keith Kutry. Was given information about advanced terrorist acts by the Al-Qaeda group, and he was ignored. Michael was ignored. This is against.
Well, Ted, you talked about this day one when 9/11 happened 8 years ago, and then it came out that all these FBI agents, Kathleen Rowley in Minneapolis, And FBI agents in Phoenix and FBI agents all over the country knew specifically what was happening, and they were told to shut up, and they were demoted, and then those that told them to shut up were given record cash bonuses. That was in the Washington Post.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How is the FBI broken up? Because we know the average FBI agents, you know, is doing kidnappings and bank robberies. What divisions of the FBI are involved in the really dirty deeds, and how do they liaison in to the private contractors, into the CIA, and to other groups?
Well, the domestic intelligence division, which would be Division 5, is the one that would be handling this. And they also handle, by the way, the Kennedy assassination and some of these other sensitive investigations. And they have liaison with key people and with the politicians. And their activity, the agents assigned to domestic intelligence, are coordinating this with CIA, Army intelligence, primarily Army intelligence. And they have a nationwide operation that's designed, it's really a terrorist act operation designed against the average citizen to expose us and to come after us and to cause it, raise hell and raise havoc with us and with our activities and discredit us.
And the average FBI agent doesn't really know anything about this, do they?
No, absolutely not. No, they do not. As a matter of fact, Alex, I mentioned Reconocido. You folks need to Google Reconocido, the name Reconocido. I'm going to spell his name for you. R-I-C-O-N-O-S-C-I-U-T-O. Michael J. Reconocido. R-I-C-O-N-O-S-C-I-U-T-O. You Google Michael Reconocido, you're going to find a tremendous amount of information about Michael. Now, Michael was set up, he dared to testify against the U.S. Department of Justice in a criminal case and on a congressional hearing accusing the Brooks Committee back in the late 80s. And he was set up on a drug operation and sentenced to 30 years. Michael's in prison now for this alleged drug allegation. But anyway, Michael his mistake was he testified against the government. And so they went after him, they set him up and what have you. Now, I visit Michael on a regular basis because Michael and I have done a lot of work together. As a matter of fact, we met Osama bin Laden back in the spring of 1986, and we were responsible, Michael and I, for the surface-to-air missiles.
The Christians to the lions and rebuild the capital of the Roman Empire in his own image. This is why Hearst and the warmongers of the emerging American Empire were delighted by the destruction of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. It gave them the excuse they needed to rouse the public into supporting the Spanish-American War. This is why Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967 during the Six-Day War, strafing and torpedoing it relentlessly for hours in a vain attempt to send it to the bottom. The Israelis believe that the loss of the Liberty could be blamed on Egypt.
All right,
and
folks, I'm going to take us out to break. Something knocked out everything in here as soon as he talked about Osama bin Laden. We're going to get him back on.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Folks, we've never had this happen, and maybe it's just Murphy's Law or something else, but right when he started talking about meeting with Osama bin Laden and a State Department official back in 86, there was just all the power went crazy, only in the studio, everything went dead. I don't know how that happens, and was just going crazy, turning on and off, and I've never seen anything like this. And so very, very bizarre. Ted, you got cut off there. Everything got wiped out. This is the end of the show. We'll have to have you back about this. Specifically, meeting with Osama bin Laden, what was that in relationship to? You said getting surface-to-air missiles to the Mujahideen. Go ahead.
Well, I had back in the spring of 86, I had a phone named Bill Sloan come to me. He was the former top administrative official with the Reagan administration. And Bill said, can you help the Afghan rebels in their fight against the Soviets? And I contacted Mike Kirkconnell, said, who I knew had been in the CIA for some 20 years, a scientist. And Mike and I met in a hotel room in Sherman Oaks, California, with this State Department official and a tall, skinny fellow was traveling under a Turkish passport. And his name was Jim Osman. That was the name he was using. I found out years later it was actually Osama bin Laden. And as a result of that meeting... Michael furnished the Afghan rebels the surface-to-air missiles that were able that we shot down that they used to shoot down the Soviet helicopters and won the war for them. So at that time, of course, the Osama bin Laden was our ally, and then I subsequently learned that we furnished the Afghan rebels the $650 million gear for 5 years. So they used that money, of course, now to come back after us.
So you're saying you were involved in the conduit with the government? And I've never known you to make stuff up, Ted. That's just wild. Now, how did you know he was Osama bin Laden, or did you find out later?
I found out later. I didn't know it until I found out years later. It was Osama bin Laden. He was traveling on the Turkish passport, Tim Osman. Did not know at all.
Well, that's now been declassified that it was Tim Osman, and yeah, he had a shaven face and everything else. I mean, did he speak good English, or what was he like?
Much, but he literally, you could understand him. I didn't think much about it. I didn't realize it was Osama bin Laden, and he was undercover. And I talked to the State Department official years, later on, and tried to get him to make certain admissions. He said, "Just forget about me. Leave me out of the picture. I don't want anything to do with it." He was afraid, which I'm not. But anyway, that's the story. And that's Steve Michael. Developed these sources inside the Arab world by furnishing these surface-to-air missiles that defeated the Soviets. And so we had inside sources on this. We had inside information, Michael did, about 911.
Well, Ted Gunderson, I'm glad that you've beat cancer, and we'll talk to you again soon. An amazing interview. You know, he's the former special agent in charge of Memphis, Dallas, and the Los Angeles division, and he won Law Enforcement Officer of the Year from the AFL-CIO, and so much of what he said in hindsight has turned out to be true. Very, very scary stuff. Ted, God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show.
God you bet. You. Take care. Folks, the broadcast is over, and very strange. He starts talking about Osama bin Laden, and everything goes dead here before he went to the last break. That was strange, but we'll just hope that it was just Murphy's Law, just a coincidence. Sure it is. No big deal. I'm going to try to figure out what happened now that the show's about to end. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, right here on the one, the only GCN radio network. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's live now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not just Invisible Empire that we premiered last week, but now Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA is live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a member, go there. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Your purchase supports this radio broadcast. And sign up in about a minute. Be watching the film right now. It is live in four different high-quality formats, or you can order the DVD in the highest quality at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back live tomorrow, God willing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.